Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to teach the girls, but they not listening. You wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. But after the kids that take me, I'm a bad girl. They wanna play all day cause I'm a nasty girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a bad girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a classy girl. If you wanna be just like me, after the kids that take me, they wanna play all day.
Yeah. I'm a you like a clean slate, and you are so
one. I see it is all cunt bitches have 9 lives. Your pussy, right? So let's count them down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Like I said, your pussy, right? You're not ready for this.
A 1, a 2, a 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, get your life. I am the pussy cat, I got 9 lives. The girl's going up and giving you life. Don't fuck it up cause you don't got time. Go off cause it's a showdown. A pussy, a pussy, a pussy showdown. Pussy, a pussy, a pussy showdown. I am the sushi, I am the fish. Give me back my tilapia, bitch. It's a countdown to the showdown. Now it's time for you to show out. Bitch, you ready? Now let's count down. 9, 8, 7.
He kissed me up, he kissed me, he kissed me, and he kissed me. Viscata presents Mission Possible House Call, April 13th, 2013, in Dallas, Texas. Every single category is for cash. Grand prize, runway for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Legendary Performance for $500. Butch Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Femme Queen Trilogy, Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Sex Siren for $500. Open to All Performance for $500. 60 Seconds of Fame Performance. Sing, Dance, or Lip Sync for $250. This will be an early event, with doors opening at 6 p.m. and LSS starting promptly at 7 p.m., followed by Grand March. Admission to this event is $30. Tables are $100 if purchased by April 1st, $150 afterwards. Free admission given to everyone tested, and the house or family with the most members tested receives $1,000. Second place house or family receives $500, sponsored by Abounding Prosperity. The icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, will be on the mic. The location, the luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Escada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473. Or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Escada via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Escada Mission Possible House Ball, for detailed information. The 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, February 23rd, 2013. Grand prize number one, open to all team space, the Dream Team, for $2,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance, for $1,000. Legends versus $1,000 club winners. Versus of the year versus challengers. Mini grands include Drag's Realness for $500, Butch Queen's Schoolboy Realness for $500, Butch Queen European Runway for $500, and Female Figure Runway for $250. Again, that's Saturday, February 23rd. The 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Location, Victory Lane Entertainment Venue, 2330 Tipton Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina. Doors open at 9 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 10. Ball begins at 11 p.m. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $200. With refreshments. Your commentator for the evening, the icon Jack Mizrahi, and your DJ, legendary Von Allure. There will be free and confidential HIV testing that will be offered by the Powerhouse Project. And don't forget the official Carolina Awards Ball Aftermath, that Sunday, February 24th.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the State of Emergency Show. How's everyone doing this evening? In the chat room, can you hear me? Facebook chat room, let me know if you guys can hear me so I can know that I can continue, it is now, yes, hey, okay, cool, thank you. Wednesday evening, and we are about to go into a weekend of awards, ball ceremonies, and good old ATL. For everyone that is going, thank you, sweetie. For everyone that's going to Atlanta this weekend, have fun, be safe, and good luck with your awards and of the years. Next weekend is the coldest winter ever. For those of you that are going to New York, make sure you guys are prepared and no half-stepping. Good luck to all of you as well. Tonight we will be talking about a topic that has really been coming across my screen, my inbox, my phone, and a lot of requests, is, and it has to do with hate crime. And not just necessarily gay hate crimes, gay bashing and stuff, but overall hate crime is what I want to talk about tonight. There is a lot of hatred, you know, within our community, and it is really, really crazy. It's, you know, really, really crazy. People are being attacked, abused, harassed, bashed, verbally, physically, mentally. And it's all because of who you are, or who we are, or how we live our life, how we look, how we dress, and what we prefer. You know, what we prefer to do with our lives, how we decide to live. And, of course, it's not right. We're not going to sit here and say, is it right, is it wrong? Of course it's not right. It's horrible. And that's what I want us to talk about tonight. But one thing I do want to bring up before we really get deep into that and we start pointing fingers is that our brothers and sisters, each of us, coming from the same type of lifestyle, we sit here and we attack each other and we have so much hatred and bitterness towards each other. And why is that? Why can't we coexist together? Why can't we unite together? Because we're battling so many people out there. Why are we fighting and battling ourselves, each other? But then we have to ask ourselves, it's not just, or not even ask ourselves, but we say to ourselves, it's not just us. You know, you have the drug dealers killing each other. You have the girls and baby mama drama killing each other. I mean, it's just hurting each other. It's so much. And when is it going to stop? Or can it stop? Or what do we do? Or how do we live our lives to try to avoid all of that? Misty Lake in the Blog Talk chat room, I do not see you out there, but I wish you were here tonight. Or maybe someone can contact you and let her know that I'm looking for Misty Lake in the Blog chat room. Get her in there as soon as possible, or maybe we'll just archive her later on. She can archive and listen. But I do want to hear a little bit from Misty Lake as well, because that bitch has a lot to say. And I wanted to start off with her claiming or pointing the finger at me, saying I am trying to be a ballroom spokesperson, or who am I to be a ballroom spokesperson? I'm just a ratchet femme queen with an annual salary. Really? So, you know, I want to touch up on that as well. And I'm not trying to be a ballroom spokesperson or anything. I just supply you guys with a platform and a format to express yourself as I sit back and allow you guys and give you guys a place to spread the word, speak your voice, speak your mind. It has nothing to do with me. I'm comfortable where I am and who I am. And I'm just giving back to a place where I started from. So, like I said, hate. There's so much hatred out there. And it really needs to stop. But, I mean, I accept it. That's just people. I usually say a person who hates so much is because the only reason why they do that is because they're so unhappy with who they are and where they are in their life. That is why there is so much hatred. When you get out of your bed and you have nothing to do with your life, and you look in that mirror and you don't shit, shower, or shave or anything because you're just nasty, and you just have nowhere to go with your life, you're just angry, and you get on Facebook or on the phones or whatever and just attack, attack, attack. If you had more to do with your life, you wouldn't be so bitter because you wouldn't have time for it. Get a life. Jason, Mark, you're on the air.
Hello,
hey, Jason.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. My sister, mother, Amaya Revlon, you're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine, how are you? Hey, Jason. Hey, Mark.
Hey,
Vaughn, how are you?
I'm still trying to pull myself together from this weekend.
All the way from the West Coast, meet you. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How are you guys doing?
Hey,
hey, brother.
Hey,
hey, what's up, brother? Hey, mother. What's going on? Hey, Vaughna.
Hey.
Yeah, Vaughna. So you still pulling it together from
I'm still trying to pull my life together.
Yeah, I heard you guys was laid up at the Millennium and things. Hey,
you said what? Oh, goodness gracious. It was a nice weekend.
I heard y'all at Ohio have it.
Oh, we had a nice week, yeah.
I'm sure you did.
Unfortunately, J-Rock will not be with us. He does have a test tomorrow. Someone who has a life, and you guys still continue to hate on him. But he will not be with us tonight, because he does have tests early in the a.m. Enrique, you're on the air with us.
Hey, everybody. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on?
Hey, Enrique. And I need to talk to you, too.
Okay,
after
cool.
the show.
Okay.
Oh, girl.
What is this phone sex voice you have on, Jason?
What'd you say?
What is this phone sex voice that you have on right now?
Six.
I'm in my emotions right now, so I'm trying
What's
to
What's this girl six
ready.
Voice you got on?
Oh, no, none of that. Come on.
Listen, you got to close up your ass
well,
tonight.
I am an escort now, Vaughna, so, I mean, I did give him
work! Is you setting that little shit out? You better sell that.
Oh, my God.
Y'all is a kid.
Thank you, Queen. Thank you, Queen Nefertiti. That is so sweet for you to say.
What did
you say? We have two callers, and then we're going to get into tonight's topic. The first caller is a local caller, 407-285. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hey,
yes.
How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie. What's up?
Hi, you're live on the air. Thank you for calling. Speak your mind.
Yeah.
While you have time.
Oh, my God. We know about the star Ruby hour.
Okay, all y'all attacking him at the same time. Let's just try it one more time. 407-285, you're on the air.
Okay, that would be me, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, actually, I want to share on the topic with you guys. I saw the information online here on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to actually share an early topic with you guys as soon as you guys get deeply involved with it and kind of take the time out to share a short story with you, as short as possible as I can keep it. About a hate crime.
Well, you're more than welcome to start doing it now. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
What's your name, first of all? How are you?
My name is Larry.
Okay.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I want to share with you guys about and what I can best do about this. I recently lost my partner back in December, the 10th of this year. He was admitted into the hospital here in Orlando, Florida. And he chose me as his advanced directive surrogate to make decisions for him. However, the hospital chose not to respect his wishes. And my partner entered the hospital approximately 9 days, and he was dead thereafter. They only medicated him. Yeah, they only medicated him. They actually kept him heavily sedated, waiting for his family to arrive. He was Puerto Rican. And they waited till his mom got in town to make this medical decision. She has no medical background. I'm also like a counselor. And the fact that my mom is a retired nurse, I have a sister who's an RN nurse, so who would be best? I've been with him for 7 years. And the mom started signing medical papers to where they overly medicated him and they killed him, took him back to Puerto Rico. Of course, I didn't get a chance to attend his funeral services due to the fact they only have them the next day. We took him off life support on that Monday to have them show up to my house with the cops, our house with the cops, wanting to come in and take things of him. In Orlando, we do have the domestic partnership. However, that was something that we never really kind of put off and got around to, and I bite the bullet for that, and so did he. And he talked about it while he was in the hospital, that once he got out, that we would go down to take care of that immediately because he knew how important it was being and seeing the treatment that he received in the hospital. So I just do know that at this present time that there is forms of discrimination that normally takes place, and I won firsthand beginning of this year and, you know, the last part of last month to deal with that and to actually lose a loved one.
What hospital was that?
Dr. Phillips.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so, and they, I mean, I even had friends of mine to come into the hospital. One of my best friends, she's a doctor as well, to kind of speak with him and to evaluate him. They even brought in a psychiatrist to deem him incompetent so that he could not leave the hospital. He did not go in for psychological reasons or for an initial assessment. He went in to be medically treated. And I will share with you, he went in for pre-advanced pneumonia. He picked a nasty disease up from somewhere. And they said, you're only going to stay for a couple of days of observation, treat you with antibiotics, and you'll be out. Well, he never made it out of the hospital. He also signed waivers for me to be to release information to me, medical records, etc. I went back into the hospital to try to obtain those records. I was blocked by the family. They chose not to have any information disclosed to me. So at this present time, I'm putting together his life story along with my best friend, Dr. Hill. And we're going to try to submit this to maybe Equality because we were faithful members. I volunteered on certain occasions. I reached out to the community to try to get our first elected senator, Joe Saunders, to respond or to get Equality kind of involved with this because we were discriminated against, and I have yet to hear any response coming from the gay community. And this is the first time and platform that I've had to kind of publicly talk about exactly what happened to him. But I just want to kind of like put the message out there. If you have domestic partnership in your area, take advantage of it. If you've been with somebody or plan on being in a relationship with somebody for long periods of time, I would even say a year, just make sure that the paperwork and the necessary work is in place so that you never have to run into a situation like what I'm dealing with right now. And it's tough, but I'm hanging in there every day. And I just wanted to kind of put that out there and share it with you guys.
Wow. Thank you so much, caller, and I really appreciate it. And I'm very sorry for what you're going through and your loss.
My prayers are definitely out with you. My prayers are with you.
And definitely keep us updated on any changes or how far you are getting with this, because this message definitely needs to be heard. You know, this message definitely needs to be heard. So I just want to say thank you. And we are here every Wednesday. You can always feel free to call in. If you just like you found us on Facebook, continue to call in and be a part of the show, or just, you know, keep us updated on everything that's going on with you. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay, caller. Thanks. Wow, that's deep. That's really deep.
Wow.
Yeah. And everything he's saying is subject to anything that can happen to any one of us. And, you know, to us that have people in our lives and stuff, especially when it comes to family and your lovers. You know, no matter who we are, how old we are, what lifestyle we live, this is something that we deal with, you know, especially when it comes to the legal aspect and medical. You know, you just can't go in and think they're going to allow the next person to come in. Take advantage of anything that you have. You know, it's a blessing in those states that are allowing people to, you know, get married. This is one of the things right there. When you're with somebody and everything, you know, we still may be feeling like we're a little accepted, but in all honesty, we're not. We're not at all. It's a lot. It's really, really a lot. Let me get to another caller, and then we'll kind of go into the topic. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Bianca.
Hey,
Bianca.
Girl, I was hoping you would call in, Bianca. How are you?
I'm fine. I have a lot to say about this because I have a story. Back when I was like in ninth grade, right? There was this gay guy or whatever. He was in 12th grade and he started, you know, harassing me. Like, not harassing me, but we got into it because I don't say shit from nobody. But the thing is that he was older than me, and so he had more people on his side. So then one time, the older guys, his friends, I don't know if they were his friends or not, I don't know, but some older guys jumped me or whatever. But I didn't say nothing. I didn't snitch or nothing. I just kept it to myself. And so I just want to say that I feel like it starts with, like, internalized homophobia, because if that kid, because he was gay, because I have a lot of bad experience with gay people. Like, a lot of gay guys, like, sometimes some of them could be shady. And I think that that's because they don't love themselves enough, so they project that anger towards me. Because I'm so open and I'm so flamboyant. And so I just feel like people need to, like, I don't believe in fighting violence with violence, but there's an exception to everything. You know what I mean? So, and I believe that if you have to defend yourself, you have to defend yourself. And, like, all this hate toward gay people and gay people hating each other is unacceptable. And that's just my opinion.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Thank you, Bianca.
Thank
I'm going to keep you there, too. Do not hang up. If you want to press 1 when you want to come back on, press 1 now to get out of the queue. And then if you want to come back on again, press 1 again. But press 1 right now so you're not in queue. And then we'll come back to you whenever you want to. Yes, thank you. So whenever you want to come back, just press 1 again. But you don't have to hang up and call back in. I think you'll be doing that sometime. So I don't want you to have to do that. The next caller is Brian Versace. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, y'all? How you doing?
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Happy New Year, everybody. I'm kind of like feeling the guy's statement because I live here in New York, and I'm legally married. You know, up here in New York, it's legal. And we started out with the domestic partnership, and I was like, fuck that. Let's get married. And we've been together 5 years. And my thing is, well, 5 years, the 26th of this month. And you have to have legal actions and cover yourself because, like I am, I'm a co-owner of a salon. You know, think something happened to me or whatever. I mean, he needs to make, you know, decisions or vice versa. And it's a good idea to get things legalized and of that nature for you know things if something would happen, and my heart goes out to him for that, you know, because that's crazy how he was treated. And you know, that's my opinion on that. And even piggybacking on the last caller, you know, the shadiness and the, you know, the reading and all that, you know. It's crazy, the hating on each other. We're all in the same boat, sweetheart. We're all in the same boat. We all are transgender, gay, whatever. And the hating on each other and the reading and the fighting and the violence, it is unacceptable here in the gay community. Why can't we just get along? If we're not going to get along, leave each other alone. Don't say nothing. Don't be bothered.
Okay. I agree with you. Thank you so much, Brian, and good luck next weekend at the coldest winter ever, because I heard you're coming storm. All right. Where do you guys want to start with this? I'm going to start with you, Jason, and just tell us about some of the issues, not even some, just pick one of the little issues that you feel we are facing or you're facing, or a story. I know the other day you contacted me about somebody walking down the street just making a statement, not necessarily towards you, but, you know, little things like that. You don't have to tell that one if you don't want to. But what are some of the issues that you see or you face or you feel is something that should be addressed or whatever when it comes to hate crime as well as discrimination or anything? You know, just like the caller brought up about, you know, what's happening in the medical, you know, when the person's hospitalized. Enrique, I'm bringing you back, but you had a lot of sound effects a little earlier.
What, the TV or something?
Was that you breathing?
No, it was
like
the TV. It sounded like you was watching porn like last night or something.
I was not watching porn last night. I was making one.
Yeah.
I'm just playing.
Enrique.
I'm playing.
Guess his ad was busy last night, too.
We got ladies on the phone.
Yes, we have parents on the phone. We have a lot of different people on the phone. So let's kind of keep it a little PG.
I'm just going to go with Baltimore. Right now, we all heard about the first incident with the young man on Christmas Eve who was beaten up coming out of a liquor store. I don't really know all of the details on that, but that was just like the first incident. Then there was another incident with another gentleman that was in a incident prior to that, but that happened at a gay event. But apparently he was bashed by some straight boys, and they took his phone, and they basically pretty much left him for dead somewhere. But he was found, thank God. And then like a couple of days after that incident, I was downtown paying bills. I was finished paying bills and I was walking home. And there was a lesbian on the bus stop. There was a woman on the bus stop with her as I was walking past them. And this dude walked past. And as the dude walked past, he looked at me. He looked at the lesbian. And he said, faggot alert.
Shit.
And the lesbian looked at me, I looked at her, she shrugged her shoulders, I laughed, and we kept walking, and I just kept walking. And as I continued to walk up the street, I said to myself, clearly, he could have said that to the wrong two people, and they could have retaliated and said something back to him, could have maced him, it could have gone a lot of ways. And I don't understand, with me, I don't understand that, okay, if I don't like someone or I don't like your lifestyle, I keep it to myself. I don't feel the need that I have to address you and say something to you, because everybody is not Tough Tony. And you're going to say the wrong thing, you're going to be the wrong place, and anything, it could go a number of ways. Another incident, I remember being on the bus, and it was an older woman, and she was in the front of the bus with a bunch of people, and another woman, a Caucasian woman, was talking to a man, and she got to talking about her next-door neighbor being gay. So, of course, that gets everybody else in front of the bus listening to the conversation. So as the Caucasian woman got off the bus, the old woman says, well, I don't understand these gay men. They don't like us. They don't like women. They hate us. They do all these things. Now, mind you, something in my spirit was like, you really need to say something to this woman. Because she just clearly she's just old and she just doesn't know she's from a generation. So as she was getting off the bus, there were all these heterosexual men just standing around, not helping her. And mind you, this woman had bags. So I helped her off the bus with her bags, and she proceeded to say, thank you, young man, or whatever she said. And I said, you're more than welcome. And I said, and by the way, I don't hate you, because I just helped you. I'm one of those gay men that you were just talking about that hate women.
Uh-huh.
I said, that's just something that even at your age, we can all learn lessons, and that's just something that you should think about, because you could have a grandson that's just like me, and you not even know it. And she hugged me, and that was it. So, I mean, you could just go from any city USA and pick a situation. I mean, some situations that we get in, we bash each other every day. Right now, I'm hated. I don't know why I'm hated, but I'm hated, and I deal with it. We deal with everything. So for me, I mean, I turn hate into love. Just like I said before on a previous show, the word faggot, the word gay, the word gump, all those words have no power to me because I've taken the power out of them a long time ago. I feel for someone that has to use them because you have to use that because you don't know anything, no other way to hurt me. Hurt me by showing me that you can love somebody or turn my shade or whatever into something else because you don't know my story just like I don't know yours. I'm not a bully. I've never tried to be a bully because, hell, I've been bullied. But because I've been bullied, I stand up for myself. And when people sometimes stand up for themselves and people don't know them, it tends to look at like I'm your arrogant, your pompous. It can be looked at any kind of a way because you don't know someone's story. And until you know their story, you shouldn't judge them. And that's where a lot of the hate comes from because it comes from misunderstanding and misjudgment. But that's just my piece, and I'm done.
I agree with that. I think a lot of hatred and a lot of this negativity comes from misjudgment, people who just do not understand because they don't understand that's how they are.
Definitely
they need
true.
To understand themselves, you know. Mark, share with us anything, and you can even share maybe something you inboxed me. I didn't get a chance to read it because I was just going through so much. I had a seminar this evening. I was running late. I had to catch American Horror Story. Ivana, did you see it?
Oh, my God, yes, I did.
I'll watch
Girl.
It when the show is over.
So I didn't get a chance to go over it yet, but Mark, go ahead. It's your turn.
That's fine, Jasmine. Let's see. New Year's Eve, I decided to take the initiative to go to a friend's house. Another gay friend, which I already know what the situation usually gives with him. I went there. I'm going to keep it real short. I went to his house. He had someone at his door, basically like a security guy. He actually has been chasing after this particular heterosexual guy for quite some time. So I go in, and I'm in the living room for a while, and then I realize that he, my friend, is in the back. He had called the VIP portion of the party. So I go back there, and the guy, particular guy's back there, he's wasted now at this point. I don't know what he did in between the hour. I was, you know, in the front, and he went to the back or whatever. But he's wasted, and I see my friend whispering in his ear, and, you know, the guy kind of got irate. You know, things got just a little bit shaky because he was, I guess my friend must have said to him, oh, you know, well, are we going to do something? I don't know what he said, but whatever it was, the guy started to go off. When he went off, you know, naturally my friend, especially my friends, they don't care about that whole heterosexual thing. You know, they don't fear anything. We don't really fear that stuff. So, you know, he punches the guy, knocks the guy out, and then his friends at the front of the party came, you know, to try to figure out what was going on. They wanted to, you know, get the friend out of there, and he was in my friend's room. And I know my friend, he was not going to let anything go down in his house, so I had other friends there. My friend got upset that the boy did not want to play with him, and he put everybody out of the party. So the other guys, the other straight guys, were getting upset, you know, because they were trying to get the guy out or whatever. They started pulling out weapons or whatever. So my other friend, he was like, okay, I'm leaving. I don't have time for this. And then I had another friend there that was like, okay, well, since he put us out the party and it's no more fun, let's have our own fun. And he attacked the two straight guys. He attacked two of them. And I was leaving out the door. I was like, okay, I already know what this is about to give because I know what they do. They tear shit completely down. And I was leaving out the door, and the guy was blocking the door. And he was like, you're not going anywhere until, you know, this is finished. And I was just like, okay, whatever. So I attacked that guy, and I got the fuck up out of there. And, you know, it was just a thing of, I guess it's kind of a turn of events where sometimes we as homosexuals have a tendency to want to go after some of these heterosexual men, and, you know, sometimes they're just not homosexual or don't want to commit homosexual acts. And, you know, I guess you can kind of swing it whatever way you want, but, you know, everybody's not gay. So, you know, this turns into something that could have been avoided. I mean, naturally, the next night they all came back to another party that he had, and everything was just fine because that's I guess that's what they do. And everything just seemed to be fine from that point. But at the same time, it just could have turned into so much more. I mean, when I say weapons were drawn, they were drawn on both sides. I unfortunately only had, well, I'm not even going to say what I had, but, you know, I never got a chance to pull it out because it was just like, you know, I'm just trying to get out of here. I really didn't want to come here. So, like I said, you know, for me, it was more of, I would say my friend's fault, you know, because he could have waited until we left to pull that stunt. But, you know, knowing him, I knew that he was going to do something to create New Year's Eve, make New Year's Eve a bash.
Wow. It was definitely a bash.
That was a bash.
Well, I do agree.
It was
definitely
a bash. And it really was, you know, I don't really get into stuff like that anymore, but it just was a lot at that moment, and it lasted like every bit of like 15 minutes, and it felt like the last 15 minutes of my life because I just didn't know what was going to occur in there. I mean, I kind of knew if no weapons were being used that we were going to be fine, but when they pulled out weapons, I was just like, okay, shit, you know, like, what are we going to do now? And, you know, like I said, thank God we all made out of there safe. Nobody was hurt except for the guy in the back room. Unfortunately, the ambulance came. My friend gave him a concussion. And, you know, that was just that.
Well, I do agree that there are a lot of people. Hold on.
I think we're reading the same thing, Jess.
Hold on. Anyway, basically, I'm just... Okay, Missy, I can respect that. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry, guys. You're in the chat room. You have to read this. Okay. Yep. Thank you so much, Misty. I really appreciate it, but let's just clarify one thing, okay? I know where I came from. I know who I am, and I don't sugarcoat nothing. I am, and I say this all the time, I am a bitch, a true bitch. And I fight to this day to keep exactly what I got and to keep the day where I am at right now. So I don't sugarcoat nothing. I don't hide nothing. But what I do is I share, and that's what this platform is. I can't even read, you know, I lose after the first two, quote, you know, sentences, I started losing it. But I just want to say that. But what I would like you to do is, if you have an opinion or something, please call in or contact me directly or inbox me, because I know you know who I am, and I'm sure I know who you are as well. So just inbox me. We don't have to share all this in the chat room and all that stuff. But, yeah, I can be a bitch. I can be a nasty bitch. And if a bitch fuck with me, there you go. And just like last week, who's the bottom of the barrel, bitch? Yes, I brought that up as well. Because you know what? Just like right now, there's half of the callers and half of the listeners that would be on a Monday or Tuesday show that has nothing to do with seriousness at all. So we have a small audience here, a very, very small audience here, because this show is not raunchy, or we're not going there. So to add a little flavor, then I may throw something in there, or add a little flavor, I'll allow the girls to read each other on here. But it's not gonna, like, I'm going to make this a perfect, perfect show on Wednesday. No, that's not what we're doing here either. We're just going to have fun, but we're going to talk about seriousness as well. But that's me and you later on our own. I apologize to y'all. Y'all didn't need to hear all that, but thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Where was I? Mark? Oh, yeah. You know what I wanted to say? This is what I wanted to say about what you just brought up, Mark. There is a lot of us, and I think it's a lot of the younger generation, especially maybe some of the female figures or even boys in general, but they love to try to pull a straight guy. They want to be able to say, I was his first, I turned him, or something. And I think that that is a very, very dangerous game. I've always thought it was a very dangerous game, but I also know that people thrive on it. Amaya, as a female figure, what is your opinion on that in general?
It is, like you said, a very dangerous game. I have lost a few girlfriends to playing that game. I have had girls mutilated. I've had girls be in very bad altercations because, you know, everybody wants to try to test their realness or test their fish or, you know. And it, to me, it's just stupid. If somebody's going to love you or like you or want to have sex with you, they should do it because of who you are, not because of a game you're trying to play. I'm not saying you should go around with your tea on your T-shirt, but you also need to give people a choice. It's just, I look at it the same way as if you have HIV and you're having sex with someone. You don't just sneak up on and then do it to them. You give them a choice to do have sex with you. And it's the same way with the girls trying to, you know, work to trade. You know, you give them a choice. You want someone to love you for you, not for what you're portraying to be.
That's
my opinion.
Do you think older, you know, the ones that are on here that are a little older, do you think that back in the day, like in the 80s and 90s, when the people were trying to pull the straight guys and all the rest of that stuff, was it harder for them than it is now, or easier for them than it is now, or do you think it was more dangerous back then or more dangerous now?
I think it was more dangerous then because it was less widely accepted. I believe that back then, you know, it was even as clear as, you know, mid to late 90s, it was still kind of a taboo subject to some people. You know what I'm saying? Definitely guys, now it's like, you know, being gay or messing around or DL and all that stuff, you know, it's been pushed down the throats of America so heavy that for the most part, it's actually an accepted thing. Most guys that you believe that you're tricking, you're really not tricking. You know, they just, you know, they're just going along with the flow like you. So I definitely believe that it was harder back then to, you know, play that game than it is now. I definitely think that more people, I think girls played it back then more because even the Butch Queen and Femme Queen thing was unaccepted then. So, you know, the girls, not knocking them because they went for what they knew and they tried to be loved. But I just think like that sometimes we go about it the wrong way.
Okay. We have a caller, you were pressing one and then you pressed one again. Press one again. They said it's easier now, a trade. Big DL men are all about trying to get a coin now. These queens shake their purse so much now. Somebody else said the 90s was easier. Yeah. She said she wasn't out there like that, but the dudes that she met did love it. 410-963, you're on the air.
Hi, everybody. I have a comment to make about the topic. I agree with what Mark was saying about a lot of our kind pushing up on straight people and making them feel really uncomfortable. I think with society pushing all this gay this and gay that down everybody's throat, it's making straight people in their mind think that we are, quote-unquote, trying to take over when we just want our equal rights as they have. And when it comes to STEM queens, I think it was much easier back then. Now you have too many guys who are on all type of drugs, so they're not in their right frame of mind. And you have STEM queens and butch queens who give these guys drugs just to have them, thinking that that's going to, like, you know, smooth everything over. But I don't think that it's right to deceive a fool. I think you should give a person you know, one up on who you are, who you were, and things of that nature. Because if not, anything that happened, you brought it on yourself. So you can't yell gay bash or he did this to me when you knew for a fact you didn't know your T. So I don't know. I agree with Mark, and I agree with what you said, Jasmine, as well. So I just wanted to add my 2 cents. And I think one more thing that somebody said earlier, don't fight violence with violence. Tell it to somebody who's never been gay bashed. I think if somebody hits you, you hit them back. I think that you should always go outside with something to protect yourself. If you're not good with your mittens, you definitely need some mace and a knife. This is the world that we live in. No matter if you live in the hood, the suburbs, or on a mountaintop, you definitely need to protect yourself. And that's that. Thanks.
Thank you so much, sweetie. I really appreciate it. Private call, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Bianca. And I just want to confirm that when I said violence with violence, I meant that there's an exception to that rule, because I don't believe in violence with violence, but I do believe of defending yourself. So, and also as a child, my mom always told me, if someone hits me, you hit them back. And ever since then, that's how I feel. And if I'm outnumbered, then you're getting me. And that's how I see it. And about the subject about gay men and straight men, I feel like it's all about a fantasy. Gay guys just want something they can't have. And I got to say, I'm one of them, because my boyfriend, he used to be straight. But the difference is he pursued me. I didn't pursue him, because I knew my boundaries. I knew that if I pursue a straight man, he's going to feel uncomfortable. I've done it before, and people have talked about me and said, oh, Billy's a faggot, this and that. But you know what I mean? That's just, it is what it is.
Okay, Bianca. Bianca, I have a question for you. And I think that you brought it up last night. And I want everyone that's listening to be able to help her with this answer, because she did bring it up last night, so she got the answer and opinion from different people and characters on the show, but this is a little bit more serious. But Bianca, if you don't mind, I'm going to repeat, I think, your question last night or your statement last night had to do with a friend. Well, go ahead and say it. I'd rather you say it again about telling the story.
Well, a friend of mine, she's transgender, and she was flirting, and she, like, went on, like, maybe one or two dates with someone who I'm really close with, who I consider family. He's straight. He doesn't know her situation, and I don't know if I should go and tell him her situation.
Okay. Now, Jason and Mark, I think they told you what their opinion was last night, but I want you to hear from and Lisa, if you can, press one again for me, and I want you to be able to answer that for her, if you can. Thank you. But Enrique, Michi, what is your opinion on that? Do you think she should tell or not?
You think you can what?
I think, me personally, she's kind of between a rock and a hard place, because you have a friend who doesn't know, and then you have a friend who is and is going outside our boundaries. I believe last night they had, you know, disclosed to her pretty much, like, you know, you've done what you needed to do, and someone told her to go down to her, I think it was Mark, told her to go to her nearest Rite Aid to get her emergency medical kit, because she's going to need that once he finds out. But, you know, and you can only do so much, you know what I'm saying? But then it comes to a point, because, you know, you don't want to cross either friend, and you want to maintain the friendship. So, you know, she's told her friend, hey, you know, back off, you know, it's not cool. You know, he ain't like that. He don't get down with that. You know, pay it. Now, if the friend wants to continue to carry on, I mean, I can speak from a similar instance, because I had a cousin who did the same thing at a straight house party that we went to. And I went outside to go smoke with some of the straight guys that I knew. And, like, 30 minutes later, you know, everyone's coming outside. My cousin's coming outside. He ended up getting jumped on by, like, four dudes, whatever, and, you know, it was, like, about to become a big situation, and the people in the party, those was, like, you know, those were my friends, and I told my cousin, like, you know, like, chill out, like, you know, pay it, like, chill, but, you know, he chose to do otherwise, and he ended up, you know, getting whooped and breaking my wife's L frames, which I was over that. I think I was more mad about that than anything. So, you know, you can't, you know, we can only tell people, advise people, and once people get in their mind that this is what they want to do, then sometimes you got, you know, you have to find out for yourself.
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm sorry,
oh.
Vonna. Vonna,
I'm here.
Your opinion? What do you think she should do?
I'm not going to lie. I didn't hear anything that she was saying. I was talking to my husband.
Girl, we're going to go to Lisa. Lisa, what is your opinion?
Hey, Jasmine, let me tell her. That's not her place to tell anybody's tea. That you shouldn't even be friends with her, first of all. She's disrespecting you and your family friend. You hang around film queens who have self-respect. They wouldn't push up on somebody who you've already warned them about. My brother's straight friends are straight. If I had my film queen friends come around and they try to holler, I'm already warning you. That's a done deal before you get there. You're not going to come into my room and bring trouble. No. Film queens have to learn that, you know, don't step over your boundaries because of how you look. You will get dealt with. A lot of our sisters are in the grave because of that. But no, I don't think
that
she should
so
tell
true.
Them. She should tell her and put her in her place and let her know that this is going to, you know, wreck our friendship. And don't bring her around no more. She's the type of girl you only go to the gay club with. Hello?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I wasn't bringing her around. It's that he happened to be around because he's not from where I live, so he doesn't know about who she is or who she. He just met her as a friend. He thought that was my friend, one of my girlfriends or whatever, and that's it. He didn't think nothing of it, so he don't know about her and her situation.
But you said they went out two times.
They went out. Yeah, they went out a couple times. From what I know, they went out two times. But, you know, I'm thinking about telling him, but.
No, I don't think you should tell him, baby. I could, you know, you can get her hurt. I would let her know that if that's your friend, then you need to keep it 100 with her.
Exactly. I would tell her that she needs to tell him or keep it 100 with him because
okay.
you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's turning it, no shade.
Yeah, that's turning it. And she's learning. Thank you, Bianca. We'll put you back on hold. And thank you, Lisa. I really appreciate it.
All right, I'll be on hold.
Okay. Mark, okay, Vonna, it's your turn. Are you there? Are you still talking to Bianca?
I'm here.
Girl, Paranormal Activity Part 4 was just so corny.
That was trash.
That has to
I've
be
seen that on
what?
Sweetie's Day. We went to the movies to go see that as a couple. Like, we had eight of us had went as couples. And that was, like, absolute. It was the only thing we had to do was watch the last 10 minutes of it.
And that's why I brought it up when I came to you, because you were the one who said only the last 10 minutes of it was good. Girl, the last 10 minutes of it was good. I did not see that movie at all.
I'm not bad.
I'm sorry.
I told you it was horrible.
Vonna, what is some of your experiences or anything on tonight's topic? Anything that you may have witnessed, you were a part of, or something you think is a great concern? What is your opinion on it?
My opinion probably, I mean, I'm not going to make this long-winded, no, because I'm not one of those people that talk a lot. But, I mean, I've experienced hatred. Bigotry, or whatever kind of words you want to color with it, a lot. Definitely for me being, as I've said on this show over the time I've been on here, I've been in prison. And it's no greater hate than when you go to prison, definitely as a transgender. You know, you got people calling you he because they're just trying to get under your skin. I've had girlfriends had rocks thrown at them. Girls who had nose jobs and stuff, they were calling them Michael Jackson. They were stealing all your stuff because of who you were. And then going through that kind of process when you're on hormones is almost like mind-altering and like it can really fuck you up. I've been through instances on the street where people walking down the street and they had yellow pages thrown at them and stuff. I've been blessed to not have to have been through any of those kind of things.
And but I have known a lot of people that have. Living, coming up in the city where I was born and raised from, Detroit, you know, the stuff that I watch people do, you know, the tight jeans and the funny hair and all the butch queen antics that people pull in other cities, you know, those kind of stuff in Detroit will get you hurt. You know what I'm saying? We didn't catch buses in Detroit because if you were gay on that bus and you started queening out and saying you were not making off that bus. So I've just seen a lot of, you know, hatred towards gay people. And the same question you asked earlier in the show is what as I ask myself and my kids stuff all the time. You know, we fight with everybody from the outside. Why do you, in turn, turn around and fight yourselves on the inside? You're not doing nothing but making it harder for yourself because now you're fighting someone all the time and every day. And it's confusing to me. You know, they hate transsexuals. You know, we date somebody or we do something, you know, it's a hate against us. If, you know, we as transsexuals tend to hate butch queens. You know, or butch queens hate each other over a boy or drugs or a ball trophy. And to me, it's just a cycle of hate. As definitely as an urban group of people, we have did nothing but progress to regress. You know, we push so forward to change, we push so forward to make things better, but then the only thing we do is once we get better, you know, we push ourselves back down like crabs in a bucket. So that's really my kind of idea of this conversation, and it kind of hits home for me because it's something that I talk about with my kids and stuff all the time.
Miss Misty Lake in that chat room.
What was being said?
This Misty Lake, but the things that she's saying is like, some of it is on point. Oh, my God. If y'all can be a part of the Blog Talk chat room, get in there and get in there. Because our frequent cast people in that room, they really are opinionated. You can find the Blog Talk chat room by going to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/temptedchops. And when you open up the window to listen to the show at the bottom of the page, should be the chat room. And that's how you guys can be a part of the chat room. Wow. Okay. Bovana, thank you. Michi, the West Coast. You know, a lot of us are from the East Coast, and we know about stuff that's happening over here. But what's going on the West Coast? What are some of the things that you witnessed over there and things of that sort?
Well, I mean, for me, I've never really had to deal as far as, like, the bashing and things like that. Because one thing with me is I know how to adapt to my environment. I'm not going to change who I am, but I know how to adapt to my environment, and I'm respectful of people. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to hound and thirst over people. I mean, it's been – I mean, we just had a situation to where, you know, a straight guy was, you know, getting at these femme queens, you know, thought they were women, you know, thought they were real women, and he ended up shooting the car up. One of my friends, she was actually killed. The other ones, you know, got away. And so, you know, that was like a couple months ago, actually, I think in November of last year, October maybe. And, you know, they were just, you know, just having a good night. You know, Trey was living. You know, they had their chest, their titties and stuff, and they were shaking the titties at him. And, you know, he was living for all that. But when he, you know, got to find out, you know, that, you know, it wasn't what he thought it was, you know, he kind of went 51-50 and, you know, just opened fire and sprayed the whole car up. And so one of the femme queens, Brandy, rest in peace, was killed behind that. And, you know, it's, you know, situations where, you know, we have to learn because a lot of the straight guys that really don't, a lot of them that really have this, I guess, this anger or problem with, you know, gays, lesbians, transgender, whatever, you know, is because of the fact of, you know, they feel that they've been disrespected or violated by someone of, so anybody else that they see that's even in that limelight or lifestyle, they automatically have a defense up towards them. Because I met a lot of, you know, straight guys be like, you know, they be like, you know, you are cool, you know, you a cool gay dude. You know, a lot of gay dudes, I don't fool with them, but you cool. You know what I'm saying? And that comes from them, you know, somebody else, you know, who was, you know, that disrespected them or tried to violate them, and they weren't feeling it. So, you know, when other people try to, you know, hound down, you know, straight guys who are not interested, you know, they automatically become defensive towards anybody else that is. And it may not, you know, you may not even be doing nothing but saying hello, you know, but because somebody else came off to them wrong from the same lifestyle, you know, it's kind of like, you know, like a gang, okay, it's more so, you know, the Crips and the Bloods, you know, even though they're fighting a colors war, but, you know, it all flows into the fact of, you know, I'm a Blood, I'm from this territory, you know, this Blood killed my brother, so I'm going to go kill anybody that's wearing red. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, pretty much like that to me.
Wow.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Michi. I wanted to touch up on what Michi said, and I'm going to let Enrique go, and then I'll go. So go ahead, Enrique.
Okay, not to sound like rude or anything, I don't really get a lot of that, but I have been with people. Well, not making it sound like those people. I have been with people that have, and usually if I say something or if I glance, then it kind of goes away. Some of it, they kind of pay it because, you know, not that I go amongst with groups and stuff like that. But I do it pretending because I have run across, like, in a mall or did something. And what I usually do, if I know the people, I just grab them by the hand and I just grab them and just walk away and just have them walk with me. You know what I'm saying? So I haven't encountered that in a very, very long time. The last time I did encounter that when I was with my ballroom wife, God bless her, so Aria, Laura, and she was in drag, and everybody who knew Aria, she was definitely a drag queen, nothing passable there, she was definitely drag. So she was drunk, and we was going down the block, if anybody's familiar with Baltimore. We're going down the block, and she has like these platform heels, and she's just carrying on. And people like was trying to like, people were driving by, and then they would stop, take pictures, or they would stop and, like, try to throw bottles and stuff like that. So I would have to grab her and put her on the opposite side of me and blah, blah, blah. But as far as that goes, I kind of just take people out of danger. But I myself don't really encounter any of that because I don't know if I just don't put myself in. And like Bishop said, I'm one of those people that, like, at work, people didn't know I was gay until I tell them. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, people, it's just that, like, I'm very gay active, very proactive. Like, if I hear anything like the fag word and stuff like that, to me that's like nigga, and I hate saying that. But if anybody said it, I'm quick to jump on. And usually the question was, you act like you gay, and I'm like, I am. I've been gay all my fucking life, so let's cut this shit out now because it's very offensive. And then people just change because it kind of changed the whole perspective of what they thought homosexuals was. You know what I'm saying? Because to be honest, television doesn't help. Because, you know, when you look at TV, a lot of the homosexuals on there are very stereotypical. You know what I'm saying? But I guess that doesn't get ratings. So it just kind of throws people back. So that's all I have to say. I mean, I'm sorry if everybody's disappointed or people will think I'm bullshitting, but I honestly don't really run into that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Enrique. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say what I want to say, and then I'm going to go to some callers. I did see your hands up, so just stay right there. But, like, like Michi said, I am sure a lot of us that are listening have heard those words that you are one of the cool ones or you're different than any of the other ones. And, oh, wow, I never met one like you before. It kind of strokes our ego a little bit, but mm-hmm. Listen to those words, like how we right. are so separated from them. You know, like they really have really separated us, you know, and we're still the same. They're our brothers, sisters, family members, coworkers, classmates, people down the block and everything. We grow up together. We've probably shared same toilets in the public area, shop at the same stores or everything, but they will still call us, you're different than them. You're the only one of them that I know that is like that. You're one of the cool ones. I mean, really? And I had a conversation with someone not too long ago. And in their conversation, like Enrique said, the person that I was having a conversation with would use the word fag and faggot in their own little slang. I must say not fag, faggot, I'm so sorry, gay. Gay and sometimes fag, but they kept saying gay. And it would be like, oh, yeah, no, I would never wear tight jeans or what are they called? Skinny jeans. Because that's gay. And I say, what do you mean that's gay? And they're like, nah, that's gay. That's how gay people dress. And I'm like, okay. So I left it alone. And then they'll be like saying things like, I'll be like, did you hear that new song by so-and-so? Oh, that song was gay. And when they kept saying that, you know, everything was gay, 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 I had to really tell them, listen, stop saying it that way, you know, because you're trying to label something in a different manner. Don't use that. Don't say those words around me. That word gay and fag and stuff like that, don't do that. And then, you know, the question started arising, even though they didn't say it, but I can see it, that, damn, why are you so pro, you know, like, you act like you're gay or something, you know, and they don't know. But it's just the point of people do that to this day, and people still have that mentality, you know, about us as homosexuals or, you know, whatever lifestyle we live. They really, really do that. And one thing that I did have in that conversation with that individual is we talked about homosexuality, the gay life and everything like that, and bottom line is after everything they said they don't have a problem with gay people. They just have a problem with the flamboyant ones, the ones that are just have to let everybody know that they're gay. And in all honesty, they call them flamboyant and, you know, all that stuff. I think on our end, we call them fags. Stop acting like a fag. Being, you know, that's what we, you know, we are saying. And if they knew that we feel the same way, we don't like, not saying we don't like, but we're just not the flamboyant type. I don't think anyone on this phone is flamboyant.
There's some people knocking at the door.
But what I will say is there are some callers that I have heard that, you know, are very flamboyant. There's some people I know out there that are very flamboyant. And those are the ones that I say as well, you guys need to be very, very careful. Not too long ago, was it last year or so, when I think it was in Atlanta, you guys can help me out, when the boy got beat up and it was on camera, the gay boy got beat up and the straight guys, I guess, or the trade beat him up and all that stuff. You guys remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I do, yeah.
And then it came out a couple of weeks or a couple of months later that he was approaching them and kicking it to them and stuff. You remember that?
Right, yeah, I remember that.
So that's what happened. Did they say that? Did that really happen? Because I heard some people saying that that was brought out as a defense. Did that really actually happen, or?
No, it actually happened.
No.
Yeah, so this is what we're saying, is that, you know, when you want to be all flamboyant and think you could do this and do that, my God, it's just so dangerous out there. You know, I feel people need to live their lives and be conservative about yourself. Even like with the whole video of people kissing in public and all the rest of that stuff, I never got a chance to give my opinion on it. I think Sonia one time used an example of two people on the train kissing and hugging. My kids are right there tugging each other down. You know, should gay people be able to do that? How would the kids feel? Young kids looking up, so forth and so on. And I heard a lot of people give their opinions on that, and I think a lot of people were right. Number one, you should be able to do what you want where you want, but number two, you should also respect yourself enough to not look bad doing what you do. Bottom line is I don't think a lot of us are the type to be tonguing people down in public if it was a straight person or if it was, you know, if we were straight or gay or whatever. You know, I know I'm not one of those people. I don't, you know, what I do behind my closed doors in my bed is what I do. But, you know, I'm not just, you know, I may hold your hand, give you a peck, give you a kiss, smile at you, wink at you, something like that, you know, with your partner. But all that tonguing down, the caressing and the squeeze analysis and all the rest of that stuff, I don't think anybody should be doing that in front of kids. And, you know, I just watched a video not too long ago. I think somebody inboxed it to me not too long ago before yesterday, not too long before yesterday's show as well, about, and I don't know who has seen it, and I think London brought it up last night as well, but a little boy, he had to be 2 or 3 years old, was on the bed with an older woman, not a little girl, an older woman, I don't know if it was his mom or his big sister, and they were videotaping him in different positions, having sex with his mother, sister, whatever, not having sex, but what the sexual position would look like, and he's taking his little thing out, no longer than a toothpick, a paperclip, or a toothpick, and really taking it out, adjusting it, grinding on this woman in so many different positions.
Yeah, I was kind of like taken aback by that myself.
That was so horrible. And that had nothing to do with gay or anything like that. That's just what people sit there and do and allow their children to see and witness. That's what they're going to take with them. And
right.
I mean, what kind of people would do some stupid stuff like that? So, you know, I think we need to really watch how we act around children, what we say around children, our actions around children, how, you know, a little bit more even than the kiss and the hug and all that stuff. I just think it's a time and a place because, to me, children are magnetic. They will just automatically attach themselves to whatever you're doing, your actions, the words that you say, so forth and so on. Kelly, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, to you callers that's in the chat, I mean, to you listeners that's in the chat room, okay? If y'all don't know what the fuck y'all talking about when it comes to me, bitch, keep my motherfucking name out your mouth, okay?
Wow.
I have always said if I was to ever have children, Miss Thing, my children will never, ever see me as a motherfucking transsexual. So know what the fuck you talk about when you talking about me and my personal life. Now, you bitches have a good motherfucking night in the chat room, and I'm listening.
Well,
Kelly didn't want to type all that. She just had to come on and share with you guys about the chat room.
Come
crazy. Private call, you're on the air.
Yeah, somebody gave me this number and said it was a no phone sex line.
How you doing, baby?
Uh-huh.
But I see ya. Is this a S&M phone sex line? Because this ain't what I was expecting.
What was you expecting?
They said this was a no phone. I was trying to get my phone sex in before I went to bed, and they said this was a new number phone.
I talked dirty to you in the last 5 minutes of the show.
Oh, Jason, you work in the phone sex line. Oh, they hired a good phone sex operator. You sound real sexy tonight, Dad.
All right, Brandon, that's enough for you. 215, you're on the air.
I needed that laugh.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hi, everyone. Hi, Jasmine. How is everybody doing?
Hi. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing great. I have a little story as far as, like, you know, like the femme queens, you know, tricking the guys or whatever. It was a situation for me where I was, you know, going to a client's house. I do hair, so I went to her home, and I met some guy on the way, and, you know, I gave him my number. We started talking and everything. I didn't tell him my tea, you know, because normally I like to talk to him first to get a sense of, you know, what kind of man they are before I, you know, put my business out there and whatnot. So we started hanging out, you know, going out to eat and things, so. And I kind of knew that I wasn't going to take him serious, so I didn't tell him my tea. And one specific day, we were, you know, on our way out to eat, and he got a phone call from his dad saying that his mom was in the hospital or something. So he asked me, could we make a quick, you know, stop or whatever? And I said, sure. Mind you, I didn't know we were going to a hospital to go see his mom. So we went to the hospital, and I'm like, okay, well, who's going to be in the hospital? You know, he was like, oh, it's just going to be my dad. I said, okay, well, I'll wait out in the hallway while you go handle your business. So I'm waiting out in the hallway playing on my phone, and all of a sudden, you know, his uncle starts coming out the hospital room. A couple of his aunts came out, and he's introducing me to his family, and I'm sitting there kind of shocked. I'm like, oh, Lord, if somebody spooked my tea, you know, it's pretty much a wrap, you know. So after that, we went out to eat and everything, and, you know, he for some reason, he liked the way that I interacted with his family and blah, 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 and all that kind of foolishness. So then I thought that he wanted to start getting really serious with me, started talking about taking me out on, you know, on trips and doing all that kind of stuff. And I knew that, you know, if I told him my tea, you know what I'm saying, that he was going to get extremely mad, you know, and possibly do something to me, you know, that could endanger my life. And I had to get myself out of that situation as quick as possible, you know. And thank God, you know, the situation never turned, you know, physical or nothing like that, because I was able to get away. You know, he doesn't know where I live. I was able to get away. He didn't know, ever find out my tea and everything. But that was the situation that kind of made me wake up, you know, because the situation could have went south. You know, I could have been, you know, dead, and my picture could have been in the newspaper or something. And so my little show, the only thing I really want to say is to girls who think that it's cute, you know, and whatnot to, you know, quote, unquote, fool the guys and all that kind of stuff. When it comes down to it, it's really not worth your life, you know, trying to trick some man or trick some piece, because at the end of the day, the dick probably wasn't even worth it in the beginning. And that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you, caller.
Jasmine.
Yes.
I have a question. I actually was talking to a straight guy earlier, and I wanted to ask a question, and it can't be just directed at the Fem Queens or the female figures or anything like that, because it has to be well-rounded. Why is it that, I'm not even going to ask why, it seems that so many people in the world, and not even, you know, us in the community, just in the world, have such a fear of admitting to things that, you know, that they think that's going to, you know, cause a different reaction from other people, i.e., you know, I'm a femme queen, or I'm really, you know, a transsexual, or, you know, us butch queens, you know, not want to admit that they're bottoms, but, you know, they rather prefer to use other terms. Like, for so many people to have such a high faith in God, what is all of this fear? Why is there so much fear to tell another human being exactly what it is that you are, or what it is that you do, or what it is that you like, especially if they're going to play a part in it? I just don't understand.
A lot of people don't like rejection. I'm sorry. I think that's a big part.
A
lot of
that's
people don't like rejection.
A lot of people do not like rejection. And a lot of people don't want to have to admit that they're wrong about stuff. And, you know, they don't want to feel like they have to explain or look bad or anything like that. So I think a lot of that all plays a part in it.
Wow. I mean, it's kind of sad because, I mean, you know, I guess because I come at people so harshly is because I guess that I'm ignorant to that form of what you're saying. Because, I mean, I'm not going to say that I have no fear, but for another human being, for me to tell another human being how I feel, what I am, or what I like, or what I don't like, I really don't think it's a big deal. And for you to in turn say, well, you know, that's not for me, or that's not, you know, I'm not into that. Just like, okay, well, fine, you know, bye. You know, I guess because that's just the way I am. But it really bothers me sometimes when I see people, especially church-going people, you know, that's always spreading the word, and, oh, I don't fear no man but God. But every time you turn around, you know, you've got this lie, you know, you've got this facade that you're trying to create for yourself. And it's like, but why?
Yeah.
Okay. 770-374, you're on the air.
I think, well, first of all, good morning, everyone. I think a lot of it is acceptance, and it's nothing to do with rejection. It's really about acceptance. You know, when I was younger, I definitely played the trick game, trick and do. When I was in college, I did it all the time. And I guess I didn't realize the effect that it had on them at the time. You know, I just wasn't ready to accept myself, that this is what I was, that I was a trans woman, this is what I was, that I was not biologically born a female. It was just difficult to accept. And I know that sounds crazy, but it was just really, really hard. So I don't know if it's about being rejected or not. You know, what I want to back up a little bit because something I was talking, and I'm thinking, why do, you know, homosexual men always defend heterosexual men all the time? They defend them, like they run to their rescue, like, well, they should tell them, or they should have been trying to trick them, or they should have just been upfront. Well, it's not as easy as you think. You know, when a heterosexual man meets a gay male, he knows that he's a male irregardless of what his sexual orientation is. He knows that that's a man. When he meets a trans woman, it's difficult sometimes for her to say, well, this is what my genetics are. It's not as easy to say that. And it has nothing to do with being deprived about who you are or, you know, being in the closet, but it's about him accepting that and then not placing judgment upon you. You know, it's not easy to be a trans woman and to be in her life. It's not easy because you're not only are you looked upon from the ones in your community, but the ones outside of your community are also looking at you, that they look for the perfect girl all the time, perfect this and perfect that. And you have to kind of live up to so many expectations that because of that, you become fearful. You become fearful of what a person may feel when you disclose your true identity. You know, and it's terrible, but it's the truth. You know,
Cola, I agree with what you're saying, but my question to you as a trans woman is that if you all go through this process for so long and you go to, you know, to accept yourself as a woman, what is the problem with letting society know that you're a woman? You know, if you allow society to accept you as a as a man or whatever other people want to call you, then eventually that's what you will answer to. Like, if you're a trans woman that is now a woman, this is what you tell people. I am a woman. Okay? We all know what
you're absolutely right, and I'm glad you said that. You're absolutely right. But, you know, and even with the caller, I think a caller was saying about her friend and how she has not told him about her. And I'm thinking, well, who's to say that the friend has not told him and he's chose not to say anything? You know, it's a touchy situation. It's touchy when it comes to trans people and the quote-unquote other people. And I don't want to make a difference between the two, but there is. There's a huge difference because although he may visually look at me as being a woman and may treat me as one, but the minute that disclosure has been released, it goes from respect to fantasy, to suck my dick in the car, to, you know, you were just taking me out every day. But so for all those reasons, on the reasons on why a lot of trans women choose not to say anything, you know, that's why they choose not to tell, because the respect level changes, the morale becomes different, you know, the camaraderie between you and that person is so different. You
but
know,
then let me ask you a question. As a transgender woman myself, and maybe I'm just, I think, a little too rational or sometimes outside of the box, and why would you want to keep a secret so that you could live a fantasy? I would rather be honest with him and myself than to live a lie or a fantasy because your respect level changes or because the way you treat me changes. And that means that you're not worthy of being with me, and I need to move on to someone that's worthy of being with me and willing to accept me, not someone that I have to act for in order to be comfortable with.
I think it does boil back down to preference, too. You know, preference is also a big factor here. You know, it depends on what kind of men you like. I mean, you may prefer butch queens. That might be what you prefer, and there's nothing wrong with that. But that might be your preference, so that you don't have to go through all the rigmarole of dealing with how society perceives you, because he's okay with that. But when these men, and I'm not going to put a label on them, but when these men enter in the trans world, when they come into the trans world, a lot of times they're confronted with, how am I identified? It has nothing to do with her. It's about how they're viewed. And because of that insecurity, it's pushed upon her. The first time she walks into a room and someone's looking at her, he may assume that they're looking at her because of who she is. And they may have nothing to do with that. But his insecurity kind of outweighs. And so that's a lot of reasons on why, you know, trans women, I know for myself in the past, why I've chosen not to say anything. Because it just is so much stigma that goes with it. It has nothing to do with how I view, well, maybe if he knew the truth or my self-worth or he's not worth it. It ain't really got nothing to do with that. Say I choose not to go any further in this relationship. Say he and I have been out on a couple of dates and there is nothing more to it, that I'm not going to sleep with him, we're not going to see each other again. But now, every time he sees me out, he can identify that I'm this trans woman. And he's going to whisper that to the person next to him. He's going to tell people that he knows. Yeah, you know, that's a man, or that used to be a man, or whatever the case may be. And I don't think that I should have to subject myself to that. I shouldn't have to be ridiculed based off who I am because of your insecurity. You know, so I really believe it goes back to what you prefer. There are a lot of trans women that don't even deal with the slash hetero slash bi men because of that. Because there's so much, they have so much insecurity within themselves. So they prefer to deal with men who are more preferable to the lifestyle, who understand it. But even that can be too much. Even that could be, I have a girlfriend now who has a gay man, a gay boyfriend. And they've been together a long time. But there's insecurities even in that, in terms of what he prefers and what he likes. And, you know, it's so much. It's so much to endure. And it's like, at what point, you have to kind of say, you know what, until I find that person, I'm going to keep who I am. Not, I won't say keep it hidden, but I won't reveal it as of yet. When I feel like things are moving in a direction that I'm comfortable with, then I'll tell them. And some people may not understand that, and it's not for you to understand. And maybe it is a gamble. Maybe I am putting myself at risk, or I used to be, I should say, putting myself at risk. But at that point in my life, I understood why I was doing it. Because you can't judge me based off your lack of understanding. And that's what it's all really about. It's your lack of understanding. It's your judgment from that.
But then it's also living your life based upon someone else's understanding. But now you're not living your life for you. You're living your life for everyone else.
Right.
I think it depends on what kind of life you live currently. You know, yeah. I work in the professional world. I have a career. I have things that I do. I'm not broadcasting my personal business anymore. And I want to tell this quick story. Some years ago, I live in Atlanta. Some years ago, I was downtown shopping. And I went into the restroom. And when I walked in the restroom, I was coming out the stall, I was washing my hands. And this girl ran into the restroom. She was a trans girl. She ran in there. And she was frantic. Like, she was nervous. She was frantic. She was like, these guys were chasing her. And for 10 seconds, I was thinking, okay, we can get out of here. I'll get her out of here. But my insecurity stepped in. And I said, oh, Lord, if I walk out here with her, if I try to obey her, you know, will I be subject? Not because I was challenging who I was, but I wasn't secure at that time with who I was. And so I chose to say, I'll call the police for you. And I will have the police come. I will wait for you until they get here, and I'll call the police. I locked the bathroom door, and I waited with her. But the whole time in my mind, I was thinking, that could have very well have been me. That could have been me. I could have been that person, because I was once 19 and in transition and still trying to figure out how to do things, you know. And in that moment, I was thinking to myself, you know, these tables turn so quickly, and maybe that was my mirror. That was my time. That was my time, my chance for me to see myself, to see that I was once her. That I was once the same person that I once was.
So, you know,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. No, go ahead. I was interrupting you. I'm sorry.
No, what were you going to say? Because I'm no, going on. So.
No, no. Were you both in the bathroom, or did you go out the bathroom to see who was after her? Or
I did. I did walk out the bathroom, and the guys were sitting. They were sitting down at the table. They were just sitting there. She said to me what they had on. She said one of the guys had on a hat, and it was red, and another guy had on a Falcons jersey, whatever else. And so I went back. I said, I walked back in the bathroom, and I was like, but they're out there. You know, I said, well, we're just waiting here. I said, you know, I'll call the police for you, and they'll come. And in my mind, I'm thinking, well, what did you do? But maybe she didn't do anything. You know, I didn't even ask her because she was already upset, and I didn't want to escalate the situation anymore.
Right. I know.
And, you know, the funny thing is that she never even asked me, you know, she never said to me, well, are you trans? She never even asked the question because she was so in her moment.
I
was trying to, you know, trying to aid her the best that I could, you know. And I just realized in that split second that this could easily have been me, you know, 15 years prior. This could have been me. You know,
right.
This could have been me being chased into the bathroom. I went to college in Boston. There's many times I could have been chased into the bathroom. You know, so it's just one of the situations where you you kind of have to see, you have to know your situation. And to the lady who was speaking to me, like I said, it depends on what kind of men you're attracted to. If you're attracted to butch queens, you don't normally go through the agonized way of dealing with men because they're different, because they understand. They come into it differently. That whole, this is trade, he ain't trade, please, trade in. He's been dealing with girls for a long time. He just chooses, he's selective in who he chooses to deal with. You know,
right.
and that's fine. You know, I just, for me personally, I do understand that whole hidden life. I understand it. You know, it's not easy by a long shot. You know, and I hear
okay.
people make comments a lot. So.
All right, Colin, thank you so much. I'm sorry. I didn't even mean to cut you off. I want to thank you. Thank you again, as always. 803, press 1 again. 803, whoever was just pressing 1 20 times, up and down, up and down, up and down, press it again so you can come on the air. Because evidently you got something to say.
Come bust through, bust through.
Come on, press
say
1
hello.
Again.
Hello?
Hello, caller, press 1. Okay, let me go find you. 803-521. Why would you press it once so many times?
Can you hear me?
Because
yeah, we can hear you.
Oh my God, is that Trayvon?
Hey, Malone.
Nobody
heard that shit.
803-521. Did you want to say something?
Oh, hello.
Yes, it's Trayvon.
Hello.
Hello, Trayvon.
Oh, hi. I didn't feel like hearing it. That was depressing.
Is that why depression number one was depressing?
Yeah, it was kind of depressing.
Boy, go
I didn't feel like hearing it.
Well, hang up
the
phone. Somebody's telling that testimony is depressing. If you don't like it, like
well,
TV,
it was,
just
it
switch
was depressing.
Channel.
It was
okay,
really,
Trayvon, why
it
you,
was
why
really
you
depressing. I could have killed myself just now.
You should have.
You should have.
Why
yeah,
didn't you
I
go play up. Family Feud? Why didn't you just go play Family Feud?
Oh, that's funny. I didn't say that. Funny. Oh, hi, Jasmine. Hi, other people.
Are you speech impaired tonight?
Oh, shit, yeah. Hi, Jasmine.
All right,
hi, other people.
Okay, everybody says hi. We're good. We'll talk to you later. We're good.
Bye.
410-963, you're on the air.
I just wanted to say I love Trayvon, but I wanted to also say to the last caller, sister, I love you. I feel you. You just ironed everything out. That everything you said, I definitely feel you. And other film queens like you feel you. And she just like literally just broke it down. And Jasmine, I know you feel her as well because it's all in the type
definitely.
Of guy you date and the type of life you live. And if other film queens can't understand it, it's not because they're not on a certain level. It's just the type of guys and the type of life you live. But that sister just broke it down. Y'all can put me back on hold. I got my list of this and that.
Thank you. Private caller, I did see. There you go. Private caller, you're on the air.
For the New York Island. From the railroad tires.
Are you serious?
To the Gulfstream waters.
Okay.
Not the lady singing chitlin' songs.
All right. Pretty much a lot of us did bring up. Trayvon, I'm not bringing you up. You make me nauseous. Not nauseous in a bad way, but you just make me sleepy. I guess.
You're so sleepy.
Yeah, really sleepy. Thank you. Back to you. Somebody said, why do femme queens, transgender women stop, why do stop labeling themselves as femme queens, transgender female figures? If you're living the life of a woman, that's who you are. So we need to stop labeling ourselves. If we're living as a woman, we just, that's who we are. That's what we need to label ourselves. I think Mark said that earlier. You're a woman. You know?
Right.
I know I'm a woman.
Okay.
I know if and buts about it. I don't have to explain shit. I'm a lady. I'm a woman. That's it. You know, talk about nothing.
Right.
But the bottom line is, you know, I think that we all need to keep in the back of our heads, no matter how old we are, for the older generation and for your newbies and you babies out there, we have all been through what you're going through now. A lot of us don't like to admit that, or a lot of people don't want to hear that. But I remember when I was young and I looked at the older people and, you know, as they told me what was right, wrong, and you're going to go through this, and I remember the day when it was like that. We sit down and we say, oh, child, they're old, they don't know what they're talking about. But then when we get to these ages and we get older ourselves and we go through so many things, we realize, damn, I remember when so-and-so said that. And I remember when, you know, someone talked about that. But one thing we all need to keep in mind is we are pretty much from the same, you know, and we're going to go through it. So bottom line is we all need to start being careful because the world is dangerous out there. You know, and a lot of people still do not look at us the right way. They do not accept us. They will hurt us if they can for whatever reason. A lot of them are just mad at themselves and mad at their lives. So, they'll take it out on us just because it's something that they're going through. You know, and that goes back to what I originally said about us hating even on ourselves. You know, a lot of us are mad at each other. And it's not that we're mad at each other, we're mad at you, but we're so mad at ourselves for whatever, we're angry at ourselves, we have no other choice but to lash out, you know, and I think that's wrong, you know, I just really think that's wrong. It's been brought up that Jason is now, the ending of 2012, going in 2013, he is the radio villain of Block Talk Tends to Chop. He is the villain. Everyone is hating, not everyone, but of course a lot of people are hating on him. A lot of people do not like him. And what is the reason for you not to like him? You don't even know him. You know, and it's the same thing. We have all gone through this. Everyone had all these opinions about me. Everybody had all these opinions about Kelly. And, you know, it's all for what you see or what you hear. You know, just because you hear these people on the radio, you do not know the real person. How many people have sat there and said, I used to always think Kelly was this person because of what I heard on the radio or what I've seen her do at a ball or whatever. So they all thought negative of Kelly. But when they got to know her, sat down with her, held a one-on-one conversation with her, then they realized, wow, that's not the same Kelly. Same thing with me. So many people have so many opinions about me, my life, how I live my life, my money, who's with me because of my money joke, you know, where I get my money from, you know, little things like that. But until you really get to know me, then you know the real me. So you need to stop being so opinionated. Because if you know a person's real story, then you probably would sit there like a kid underneath a Christmas tree waiting for Santa. And the same thing now with Jason. We're not going to include London because London is a character, but a lot of people hated on London too, but we can't use that. We use this as real individuals. Now it's Jason. All of a sudden Jason is hated. And why is Jason on the air? Jason shouldn't have said this. And Jason shouldn't have been so opinionated, so forth and so on. And what do I say to Jason? Welcome to the club. It happens. It happened to everybody. It happened to Nicole in the beginning. A lot of people hated on Nicole. A lot of people hated on Jennifer. A lot of people hated on RR. You know, it's like, why do you guys have to just hate so much and send so much negativity towards people especially the ones you just don't get to know. And then what y'all do is this. This is what I can't stand. You guys sit here and ride the coattails of these commentators and icon figures or people that you just feel are important, riding their coattails, kissing their ass, and you don't know shit about them. And if you knew the real shit, a real deal about them, then you, your ass would be like, deal up. Oh, my God, for real? And you just look like a fool falling behind them. I think I'm talking too much. But that's my opinion on all of that. Jason, you can go, though.
I mean, a very long time ago, I did a play. And it was, there was a song in it called Everybody Hates to Be the Heavy, but somebody has to do it. I've been opinionated since I was 5 years old. I grew up in a house where I could speak my mind. Words like bitch, shut the fuck up, whatever, those weren't cussing words. In the home that I grew up in, words like stupid, retarded, you're dumb, those were cussing words. I was able to be myself at a very early age. So sometimes, yes, I can come off opinionated. I'm never arrogant. I've never had an arrogant bone in my body. The things I do for others, I don't have to discuss, because when you talk about the things you do, it's like you didn't do them at all. I help out when I can. I donate my time when I can. I give clothes away when I can. I feed the homeless when I can. If I have it, and you need it, and I can do it, I do it. That's just the type of person I am. Yes, I can be a bitch. We all can be a bitch. In this lifestyle, you have to be a bitch. But I'm not going to sit here and say I'm the sweetest person on the planet, because, bitch, I'm not Mary Poppins. No one is. I have my good and I have my bad days. Yes, I'm not in a house, and I don't need a house to stand behind me. And maybe that's a reason that I'm not liked, because I don't need a house to stand behind me, and I don't have to go for the politics. There are people in the ballroom saying that I will always admire, because they stood out. They were individuals. If everyone was alike, this world would be very fucking boring. I'm an individual. I respect individuals. I don't like kiss asses. I don't respect a kiss ass. Something I said yesterday is something that my grandmother told me a long time ago. A friend to all is a friend to none, because you can't trust the person that wants to be friends with everyone. Everyone is not going to always like you. Everyone is not going to always love you. But you will respect me as I respect you. If you want to get to know me, I don't have a problem being friends with anyone on Facebook until I see that you're disrespectful. Your opinion is your opinion. My opinion is my opinion. I can agree.
Let me, Jason, before you continue to go off the way you're doing.
I'm not going off.
Okay, I knew Dad was trying to cut in.
Really quickly, I want to ask everybody down the line besides Jason. Lana, I'm going to go to you. Well, yeah, I'm going to go to you first.
Okay.
I keep calling you Lana, Amaya, Vana, Amaya, girl.
It doesn't matter. Go ahead.
What kind of feedback have you gotten since you've been doing the radio show and just kind of growing with it?
Some positive, a lot negative. It's a lot of people in my inner circle, a lot of people in my house, a lot of people that have been around me that don't want me to have anything to do with the show, because they don't want me to have the same stereotype or the same stigma on me as people like Kelly. You have a lot of people who, like even Alexis said, you know, as meeting me on the show, and then we became, you know, really good sisters afterwards. You know, like, well, I thought you were so different on the show than you are in person. I'm more brash and more of life and more fighting than Kelly is. I just know how to conduct myself in different ways. So a lot of it has been negative, to be honest. A lot of people don't want me here because they feel like they don't want it to be attached to my name.
Attached to what?
They don't want the stigma, the negativity to be attached to my name.
So what is the stigma and negativity that people are saying?
You know, when you're on the show. Yeah, when you're on the show.
Girl,
you
gotta stop pressing 1 million times like something's wrong with your finger. You ain't Trayvon. I'm sorry.
You was crazy. They don't want, you know, they just don't want the negativity, the drama, the, you know, the back and forth, the always seem to be in the midst of something, the shade, the bullshit, the bickering. That's all the negativity that comes, that they feel comes along with the show. But I don't see that. Definitely in me being, you know, coming a part of them on Monday sometimes, and then being here, you know, it's, to me, it's just a positive. It's a how, all of how you take it and how you look at it, not how others look at it. So,
mm-hmm.
I think it's positive.
I agree. Alexis, you're on the air.
My sister.
Hey, Jasmine.
You, what are you and Trayvon going through?
Oh my God! Hi, everybody.
Hey, what's up,
baby?
Hi. What's going on?
Go ahead, girl. Go ahead. I know you got so much to say.
Well, I don't like the bitch, Kelly. I just can't stand
like
her. She gets on my fucking nerves. Like, oh God, she just hurts
my
phone. I know she's coming. She's just this wide bag, just
yeah,
loud.
Yeah, I just
want to
get on the show together. Go ahead.
Leave my sister Kelly alone.
How that bitch get on my fucking nerves, son. Like, I'm like, stop at 5? No, let me see. Kelly is one of those people, like you said, Jasmine. If you don't know Kelly.
Did Tobias come out of retirement to come on the radio show?
Girl, shut the fuck up. Listen. Kelly's one of those people that if you don't know her, and I told her this, and I said this before. Before I came here, I used to read Kelly, call her all kind of linebackers and, you know, big bitch and this motherfucking big-ass nigga. She just don't know how to act. She just all out there. But once you get to know Kelly and the things that she goes through, I kind of feel like we are connected because, we're pretty much the same with both of us. A lot of people don't know me, but they've heard, you know, various things, and it's like, oh, I don't like her, or I don't trust her, you know, whatever, but people who really take the time to get to know who I am, they be like, oh, you know what, girl, I heard so-and-so, but you know what, you're a real cool person, you know. Now, Jason, I think, now, I'm going to say this, because when I first came around, I thought Jason was a fake profile. I didn't know who the hell Jason was.
You just told me that this weekend, too.
Yeah. But I think a lot of the people's gripes are is like, who is Jason? Let me say this because, you know, Jason and J Rock is a little tick tick. don't take this the wrong way. But a lot of people's like, where did Jason come from? Like, who is she to have such an opinion of something that she don't participate in? And I think that's what a lot of people, the problem was, that they were having, like, who is this? She just came from nowhere all of a sudden. And a lot of people think that the show makes people relevant. I remember one girl was like, you're just another bitch that sit on the radio show that makes you relevant. First of all, I didn't ask to be on a radio show. And if you know me, you know that I've always been the one to say what the fuck I wanted to say. Whether it's on the phone, on the sidekick, I'm just going to say, that's just been me. I've always been the one that says how I feel, you know, and I deal with the consequences when they come. But, I mean, you know, you are, everybody's their own individual, and you just deal with life how you want to. So, I mean, it's personal. I don't give a fuck what a motherfucker think. Well, you know what? You can't say that because a lot of people say, I don't care what people say about me. Yes, you do. I told Kelly this. Girl, stop. You care what people say. And it tends to hurt sometimes, but because we are such brash people, it's like we give off this nonchalant, I don't give a fuck attitude. But deep down inside, we do care.
Deep down inside my motherfucking ass, this bitch can suck my ass with barbecue sauce.
Oh,
see,
Lord.
See what I mean?
Lord. Kelly, cut it out.
Let me tell you about Little Miss Innocent over there.
Huh? Who taught me?
You that voice right there, baby, is connected to a motherfucking firecracker.
Oh, I know.
You could say that at Jasmine's ball when it was given.
No. Enrique. No.
That's a tip of the iceberg.
That was a tip of the iceberg. Let me tell y'all something. We was at the ball on Saturday, and Vala left me at the Revlon table. How the fuck did I end up at the Revlon table by myself? I don't know. But
because you're a Revlon. Go ahead.
Go ahead, y'all.
So, by the time I took my time after all the ball was over there for the last category, I walked up to the front, you know, just to get in to see what was really going on because I didn't pay attention to the whole ball. Vala had on no shoes. And if she would have moved her hair one more time, it would have been sitting on the stage.
Wow.
They were trying my house. That's my disclaimer. And I don't like those girls trying my house. And that bitch, I will beat those hoes up until they stop trying it.
You know how people just sweat with anger? That's how Vonda was. She was just like, you motherfucking bitch. I was like, oh.
I want to tell Jason, you're doing a great motherfucking job. Fuck what the fuck these bitches motherfucking think or what they fucking say about you. Say it like you motherfucking mean it, bitch.
Definitely.
At the end of the motherfucking day, these bitches are going
to
they want to say, but they only going to say it underneath a fake motherfucking profile, and you doing it underneath your real profile. Tell these bitches to kiss your motherfucking ass.
That's not a cigar truth. I mean, people are entitled to, whether you participate in something, we talk about straight events, we talk about, you know, people talk about politics, people talk about a lot of things that they're not always participating in,
right.
But they still have an opinion about them, and just because he doesn't actively walk balls, I can honestly, and let's take the covers off the ghost, most of the people that have, you know, these statuses in ballroom and that are relevant in ballroom don't really walk or participate either.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, on another note, let me tell y'all something. If I had to give up the motherfucking show, Miss Thang, and not do the show at all, Miss Thang, the only two people that I think that can hold this motherfucker down, Miss Thang, and do what I do, Miss Thang, besides Jasmine, is motherfucking Jason and motherfucking Alexis. Nobody else.
I have a ball coming up.
I got three of them coming
up. But like I was saying, listen. People need to really start paying attention to what happens here on these shows, all three of them. I don't think I've ever heard Jason utter the word who should have won pretty much a category, like so-and-so versus so-and-so.
Right.
When it comes to the floor, when it comes to who's actually on the floor walking and stuff, 9 out of 10, I know I've heard Jason say it. I've heard Tiffany say it. I've heard J-Rock say it. They don't know what that is. Even like Tiffany last night said, is the House of Icons really a house? Like, she didn't even understand. She didn't know. And that's because she just does not know about certain things. When it comes to Jason as well, Jason will not touch up on certain things. He may ask, well, who is that? But he didn't see that or he didn't know about that. So for them to say, you know, as far as the ball goes, I know Jason kind of keeps his mouth shut when it comes to what's actually happening at the ball. But as far as this lifestyle, as far as the scandals, who slept with who, did what, who robbed who did this, who did that, all that scandal and gossip is where she goes back and forth with it at. That don't have nothing to do with the ball. It has to do with this lifestyle. As far as parental guidance and all the rest of that stuff, you know, so people shouldn't really just use it as, you know, where is he from? He's not part of a house. You know, he doesn't walk or so he shouldn't have nothing to say. You don't be talking really about the ball itself.
I don't know. I told Jay, we talked on the phone before, and I always said that Jason to me is like a credit. There's a lot of critics that don't make movies or don't anything, but they know about it. They can give a good, unbiased opinion about it. And I think that's what makes Jason so powerful because...
That's what they need on the judges' panel.
Right, exactly. And that's what makes him so powerful because he doesn't have an allegiance to a house. And like you said, he doesn't know who it's who or what. What he may know now, but what he's looking at is simply looking at something like, that's not right. Or what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, he's looking at the rose-colored glasses. Right?
Right, exactly. And that's what a lot of people don't like because there is no allegiance to anything. You're going to tell this flat-out truth, what everybody should be doing anyway. Jason does. Because I tell Jason all the time, I have people always hitting me. Who the fuck is this Jason Perry? What the fuck? He knows. He knows what he sees. And that's why you don't like it, because he calls it as he sees it. Now, if he's giving you praise, you'll hit me in the inbox to say, tell Jason I say thank you. And the reason why I don't tell Jason that, because I don't tell Jason when they're reading him either. So I'm not going to tell him anything, because you can hit Jason's inbox yourself and tell him that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just the point that I think is funny. Keep being the critic you are, because we all going to do that. And people have said that the show makes people relevant. No, what's making us relevant is you're listening each and every time that we're on. And each and every time that he says something, you make a comment. That's what makes people relevant, because it bothers you or it gets you so much that you have to make a comment or you can't go without a night without listening.
You know, Enrique, I'm glad you said that. Today I was talking to some people and I got someone said, oh, girl, I heard somebody said so-and-so-and-so about you at a gathering. I said, first of all, I live in New York City. Why am I even being discussed down there at a non-ballroom related social gathering in Atlanta by people who I don't really, we cool, but we're not friends. I see you in the street, I'll speak. Maybe we even speak on Facebook from time to time, or we might be on the same post, you know, or whatever. But why are you even discussing me? Like, what? Like, am I that relevant in your life for you not to be a tea person or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Well, how did I even come up in your discussion? Thank you for keeping me relevant. That lets me know that I did something at one point that constantly reminds that you have to think about me and the things that I do, that I'm doing in my personal life. Well, guess what? It's 2013. Take a seat and enjoy the motherfucking show, because it's about to get better.
Well, if anybody want to be relevant for 2013, hit me up in my inbox. I'll make you a call. I'm saying everybody I know.
Kelly, no. No more.
Wow.
I give you a job to be relevant.
I care with her. I need new haters. I need new haters because my old haters are starting to be my friends.
But you know the funniest part about Jay's? I got
it. Girl, we're
going
to go into business. That sounds like a T-shirt, honey. We need to make that.
It was a T-shirt.
That is on a T-shirt somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I need to help wanted. Now I'm taking applications for new haters, because all my whole old haters are starting to be my friends or something like that. I can't remember what it said exactly.
Wow.
So let me ask y'all a question. I'm on Instagram, minding my business, of course. I'm not.
Not on Instagram.
You're going to be hitting me up on Instagram. See, Alexis, we really not that close.
Jasmine, you know, a lot of people say I'm a shady set. I'm not. No, I don't. Oh, okay. That's something.
And here
else.
I go. I was going to add 1,000 to that little pot.
Wait a minute.
North Carolina, but girl, pay it now.
Yeah, but pay it now.
Put my construction worker outfit on.
My construction worker outfit.
This is my year, y'all. I'm going to have fun this year. I'm going to really enjoy ballroom.
Of course. So which house did you pick?
Kelly, is something funny?
Kelly said sit down.
I'm not laughing. I got 50 pictures on Instagram now, Jeff.
I know, and Kelly, you sit there on Instagram putting up pictures, but you don't go around liking nobody's pictures.
Who,
I don't
Kelly?
Even work Instagram correctly.
I don't even be on Instagram like that.
I don't either.
Somebody has to.
Why do you got to get on Instagram? Instagram is my new thing. I like Instagram. Get on Instagram.
My girlfriend's at school had turned me on Instagram. But listen, it's this picture, right, y'all? The picture says that when my baby needed pants, Me and my daughter's father may not get along, but I will never forget the time my baby needed diapers and he sucked dick for him.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
What?
Shit just got real. How the fuck? Like, how do you, how? Never mind, y'all. I just can't.
Well, I tell you what, them some loyal motherfucking parents, okay? They take care of their
baby. But what are you saying, Alexis? Are you saying how could you? Or how could you put his business out there?
Well, a little of both. Like, I could I don't know, like going out and my man sucking somebody else's dick. I just can't. I would have to suck the dick first.
Well,
Maybe you like sucking dick.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. That's what I would be afraid of.
But he don't want to get fucked. He likes sucking. I mean, I think we all know, like, some straight guys that only
maybe
think they like.
Some, I know some that. Anyway.
There you go.
Can y'all call them straight?
But you
let's
know
just say
Jason?
This. They like to say that they're straight. Because
right.
If you touch anywhere near their house, they would damn near shoot you, slice your throat. But if you just let sit back and let them do what they need to do, they're fine. Just don't go any further.
I caught the tail end of the other girl's call. I don't know what was the logistics of it. What was she really discussing? Oh, by the way, bottom of my dress came today. I look over at it.
Oh, you got a dress?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, my stuff comes tomorrow.
My man called another man, and he called another man, and they called another man, and it came today.
I still ain't got a dress. What?
You never said nothing,
Kelly. So
okay, wait.
I'm not talking with you, Ivana. Good night. Y'all not even on the phone lines anymore. Y'all bitches got dresses, and I still ain't got a dress yet. Okay. Everybody up station.
Anyway. What was I about to say? I didn't catch her conversation, so I don't know. I heard something about Butch Queen trade, whatever, whatever. Me personally, and me and Vonna had this talk this weekend, a long talk throughout the weekend. I don't see. My man has to be. I'm not going to say I can't date a Butch Queen, but I have no respect for. Most Butch Queens.
She was reading me because I am in a relationship with an extremely, let's say, infeminine Butch Queen.
He cool as fuck.
How does that work? Can I ask you a question?
Oh, no.
Let me please.
Enrique, please.
By no means.
Enrique, Sanaya said, stop your. Shit.
No, but I always want to, you know what? No, let me say this. Let me
go
say
ahead,
this.
Rebecca. No, you don't have to explain yourself. Go ahead and
no,
question.
Because I always wanted to know, like, how and why, but then it kind of dawned on me because a lot of relationships that I've seen last had been those, and I hate to say those types, has been
right.
those type of relationships.
Right.
And it's just, and I don't know, I guess. I'm one of those black men that's so sting. Like, I hate when people call me girl and lady. Jason, they just irritate the shit out of me. You know what I'm saying? But it just seems like everybody's saying, like, these femme guys are dating each other, these femme guys dating and stuff. But their relationships tend to last. Like, how did it start? I mean, not to get on all your business, but could you just, how did it start? Like, how did you guys do that? And you know, how do you guys do that, but what initiated what and what's making it last so long? Because there's not a... Because you say husband, when you say effeminate, is he like a femme guy?
Of course, he's not. Let me make a disclaimer. I'm not dating nothing with no hair, or it ain't got no dress on it, or nothing like that.
No.
That's what I would be afraid of.
But he is a butch queen about every mean, every, like, fiber of the word. He is a gay man, but it works for me because, again, like I explained to Alexis, I'm kind of different than when it comes to most femme queens. I didn't have the butch queen stage where I was hey girl and it's snapping and half-having. I went from a more masculine butch queen to a femme queen. And so my mental when it comes to what I dated and what I liked kind of stays the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it tends to work for me because I am... you know, to blast my own self, a little bit of a controlling person. And so to date someone that is a little bit more masculine than me, I think that it would kind of take away from what I'm used to and what I like in a person. So I don't date the kind of people that I feel would subtract from that or that would take away from what I'm already naturally am as being a kind of aggressive, dominant person.
Right.
And our relationship works fine. Like Lexa said, he's really cool. He's really open about our relationship. He doesn't, you know, talk, you know, he doesn't hide what we do sexually when people ask him. Like, you know, he is very, very open to what we do as a couple. And so am I, and it makes it work for me because I know what he's doing, when he's doing it. Ain't no sneaking around with no faggots, ain't no snare. Like, if we are in the same circles, the same lifestyle. So I'm able to control the outlet
outlet of what's going on. So that's why it makes me a little bit more comfortable than dating some straight man who can leave my house and go fuck with, you know, 6 other trannies or 3 other pieces of fish or anything. I can't control that. So then I will become irate about it. So I just don't deal with that.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Because I've noticed that that is a trend now. I hate to call it a trend. Maybe it's always been that way, but it's just been so underground. You know what I'm saying?
It's the same way that people are confused about transsexuals who date, you know, AGs or butches. You know, they don't tend to understand it. They don't tend to understand it, or they don't tend to think that it's right. But, you know, it's like I told my own personal gay dad this weekend, you know, whatever I choose to do when I'm laying down in the bed with my lover has nothing to do with what I stand up and what I consider myself once I get dressed. So it's about what makes me happy and what makes me feel good every day, not what the world or what people in the
or what they view,
what
right.
Right.
Yeah, I definitely do. Because I always thought that, too, because doesn't it kind of make them heterosexual? But
I guess Kelly?
Yes.
Does that make you heterosexual?
Question for you.
No, because I know Kelly still messes with. I mean, when you're in a, like, that type of relationship, does it kind of make you heterosexual, though?
No.
No? Okay.
Okay. Anyway, I can't, I love. This is my thing. I have a thing about masculinity. And. Mm.
Yes,
when, bitch, I got 5 bottles of Del Estrada. You want to come swallow one?
Not a nail one.
You need to. Anyway, I got 100 milligrams of spermalactone for 50
people. Spermalactone. Paint this mug and you wouldn't dare.
Oh, that's Michi. I'm sorry, Brista. I thought you was Kelly. I'm sorry. Okay, listen. Michi's a prime example. Let me tell y'all something. When Michi came to spend the summer with me before I left Atlanta, it was like a battle. We was on Facebook.
Wait. I was over here, you know, scrolling on Facebook reading something.
What, girl?
I came on my mother's pussy looking this way. You need that. So suck every bottle down you got.
Bitch, let me tell you one motherfucking thing, Kelly. When I was a BQI motherfucking D bitch, when I hit the scene in motherfucking 2005, I was barefaced it, braids in my motherfucking hair, and they thought I was a motherfucking dyke walking around motherfucking Atlanta. Bitch, I've been caught. While you was getting that 8,000, Kelly, we're not going to do this tonight. We're not. Anyway, let me go back to the other person. You see what I mean, Jasmine? She always brings that out of me. She just brings that. Oh, God. Sorry. Anyway, masculinity is a thing. You know, like, even when I'm out in public with Kelly, it makes me feel so cunt because she's so. Okay, let me stop. Just like, if a guy is feminine, I'll have no kind of respect for him. I start treating him like my girlfriend. You understand what I'm saying? To a point where it gets like, oh girl, and then when me and my man can't be in the same social, it's just so much like I don't want me and my man to be in the same settings. When I'm out with my girlfriends, that's my time to have fun, let my hair down. You understand what I'm saying? When I'm at home, that's what we are. You know, I just feel like some things need to be separated because at a certain time, you get aggravated. Then it's like, oh, you're just always under me. We stay together. We go out together. We go to the ball together. It's just like, oh, no, I can't deal with it. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why I could never date a butch queen that is just like constantly in the scene. Every time I come home, he got a clip playing, somebody's voguing, and he's talking about he got to get ready for the next function. It would drive me fucking crazy. I couldn't do it personally. Now, to each their own, I tip my hat off to them.
Wow.
But like I said, when I'm out in public with Kelly, she makes me feel like the ultimate client. I mean, you got this big dude, these Tims on, peanut butter Tims, a wife beater and some jeans, a blue contact, a pink lip, and she, you know.
Oh, bitch, I just died.
You be like,
when I'm walking and when I'm walking down the street with Alexis Mustang, I feel like I'm motherfucking Tyra Banks walking next to Big Mama.
Oh, shit.
Tyra Banks? Stop it. Stop it, fire. Tyrone Banks, yes. Tyrone Banks. I love Kelly. Y'all just don't know. Me and Kelly have so much fun together. We read each other all the time. Kelly is, she's a whole different person outside of this radio. But Michi, like I was saying, Michi is a male femme queen. Have y'all ever seen those?
Oh my. What's a male femme queen?
A what?
What's a male femme queen, Michi?
He's a male femme queen. Like, he's everything a film queen is, but he's just a male version. It kind of makes sense. He takes a long time to get ready. We both look at the same thing. It's a competition. Me and in the house of Meech is like being in the house of another film queen.
I think we have a caller.
Just with no work.
No search, no seal.
Hold on a second. 832-754.
Did you press 1? Oh, what? You look good, girl. You look good, girl.
Mm-hmm. You look good.
You look like a
girl.
You look like a 20. You look like a 2022 in that.
Oh, girl, shut the fuck up.
Yes.
You catch it when it's fully accessorized.
You and Veronica look fab next week, Miss A.
Here she go. Girl, we going out there. Kelly, don't start this shit on the radio. Girl, you have to do this.
You think, bitch, that I'm going to go out to those stores, Miss A, and I'm going to walk up in there with you and Veronica and y'all motherfucking ball gowns, Miss A, girl, and I'm looking like motherfucking Payless, bitch? You got fucking nerve, Miss A, okay?
Kelly,
Kelly, the only thing you got to do is converse with a bitch, girl. Girl, you be sitting up there, girl, trying
exactly.
to live in your palace like
too
cunt,
busy
bitch.
In love. She be too busy in fucking love. She don't want to call and say, okay, bitch, this is what I'm trying to do. She too busy in fucking love out there in the Bronx. Bitch, a hoe ain't about to call you and help you.
Bitch, you can call, pick up the phone, bitch, and be like, bitch, look, girl, bitch, gotta be $1 million, bitch, what's tea? You hoes getting on.
Right.
Guess what? The only time you
come
call me that whole weekend.
Come over here.
No, bitch, the only time you call me the whole weekend, bitch, you was walking in a stove, bitch. That's the only time you call me. Fuck out of here.
Don't do that, Kelly. I'm coming to see you when I get there, bitch, and we gonna get you. All
right, Miss Thang, I'm gonna have the glam squad here for them to, you know. Power y'all faces and stuff, Miss Thang. Y'all bitches gonna be in y'all shit, Miss Thang. Don't worry, I'm gonna pull it together. Oh, trust me, I'm a person.
Girl, don't start that shit, girl.
Don't start that shit, man.
Y'all bitches won't be going to the Belle of the Ball looking like motherfucking Cinderella, bitch, and I'm looking like your nasty stepsister.
Stepmother.
Oh, wow.
We using your glam squad, so, bitch, you gonna be better than us anyway.
Baby, no, bitch, I can have a bitch what?
But I ain't gonna even sit here and tell her that.
34 inches of hair and a glam squad, Miss Thang, and a pair of motherfucking heels, bitch, if I ain't got no dress, what y'all want me to come in my two-piece?
All right, hold on a second.
Can I ask you on ballroom back? Do I got on bottoms?
All right, Kelly. Hold on a second before we go any further into having a little bit of fun for the last hour or so. I want to say thank you to everyone that's listening to the show. We do have a few minutes left into the show before we go into record mode. So if you're on the computer or something, call in 347-215-6820. As far as tonight's topic goes about, you know, hate crimes and, you know, all the rest of that stuff, I just think that, you know, we just kind of shared a little bit about what we've experienced in our lives and stuff, and what we know is out there. You know, I don't think, we're going to solve anything. We just need to kind of, like, work together and focus, you know, on the way we're living our lives. Kind of careful, you know. It's not as easy. Alexis wasn't even, you know, she wasn't here and sat with us. But, you know, really quickly, Alexis, what do you think about that? You know, as far as all the hate crimes and all the stuff that's going on out there, have you experienced anything or seen anything, and what's your opinion on it?
Well, Jasmine, you know, I'm cunt, so I know I haven't really experienced too many hate crimes. I feel like people need to mind their fucking business. I mean,
it's okay to be opinionated, but when it comes time for you to put your hands on a person because they're living their life different from you, that's like being racist. That's like being like you want to fight this man because he's white, he's Jew. I don't understand it. Like, why? Everybody is made to be different. That's what makes the world unique, because everyone is not the same. I think Jason said that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's their own individual. You know, even though we're all in the LGBT community, we're all different individuals. Everybody has their own, you know, perception of what they think is going to be this, even though it might be wrong, it might not be right, it may not be what you agree with, but people are entitled to live their life. That's their life. You know, I mean, when it comes to, unless it overflows or spill into your life, then it really shouldn't even bother you. Now, when a person brings it into your immediate circle or whatever, then, okay, you may have something else to say about it. But, I mean, for the main part, hey, Rihanna said live your life.
All right. All right, well, I want to say thank you to everybody that listened, you know, that touched up on that topic. Right now we're going to start talking about just random stuff and things of that sort. Press 1 if you want to continue to be a part of tonight's show and want to bring up anything, any topics, anything that you want to talk about the last hour or so of the show. But like we kind of do on at this time is we kind of talk about some of our TV shows and things of that sort.
Oh.
Like Scandal.
Tomorrow
oh,
tonight,
Lord.
Everyone.
Tomorrow.
Oh, he's not.
There's so much emotion when it comes to Scandal.
Scandal is over, that's why.
Scandal is everything.
It really is.
I appreciate
okay,
y'all watching my show, too. I really do.
Before we get into Scandal, did anybody watch Deception on Monday?
I did.
Did y'all
oh,
like
wait,
it
the
at
new
all?
Episode came on Monday last
oh,
night. Where was I last night?
You was at my house last night.
Did you like Deception, Alexis?
The first episode was all right. Let me watch the second episode tonight.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it, Mark?
Jason didn't like it. Mark didn't like it. It's going to take a minute for me to try to even get into it.
Like
Deception? Anna, did you
like
it?
I haven't watched it yet.
You know, Vonna wait till 2 seasons later and get on the bandwagon. And want to get caught up and want to take over the main character and all kind of shit.
Oh, shit. Girl, I don't have to watch a show that I'm already in, but continue with your conversation.
All right, let's go to Scandal. What did you guys think about last week's episode, and what do you feel, look forward to tomorrow?
Kelly
brought it up that, I think it was Kelly that said it, that the reason why the president woke up is because Olivia touched him
yeah.
and hugged him and all the rest of that stuff.
Of course.
What do you guys think about that?
I believe what she – I'm with Kelly. I think he was up the whole time. When Olivia first came to – when she first found out that he was there, he was alive. When they said that he was alive when Millie forged his signature, I think it was her presence then that kind of brought him around.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just like he's ready. He's not at full. I think he just needs to take his time. I keep telling Fitz, is like, Fitz, listen, baby. You have to slow down. You can't move as fast as you used to. And Millie just like, you know, she wants to run in the White House. Cyrus run it. Why? Why is he trying to come back full force? It's gonna take time.
I think tomorrow he's gonna suffer from whatever he's gonna suffer from, and Olivia's gonna clean that shit right up.
Of course she is. Did you hear
Thank
her spit
you.
That story the first time? Girl, please, honey. Listen, let me tell y'all something. I was having withdrawal. I was
y'all
on should the
have
bus.
Seen her. She's like a crack baby when she walked in my door.
I was on the bus. And I couldn't, the signal wasn't hitting on shit on Greyhound. You know they advertise free Wi-Fi, but Wi-Fi wasn't
What's
hitting
up?
On shit. But, Enrique, you got company?
I think there's a
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyway.
They always be spooking. Stop, y'all.
Oh, my God.
Good fuck.
I was just looking at a trailer for something. That movie is going to be motherfucking hot.
What?
I don't really like Tyler Perry, but this, the Marriage Counselor, oh, my God, this trailer. But, see, that's how Tyler Perry gets you. His trailers always be hot, then the movie sucks.
Yeah, no shade. His last three movies sucked ass. I was like, are you serious?
What? Which one you didn't like?
I didn't like any of the last three. The one where he worked at the thing and the woman worked for him and she was homeless. Then I didn't
like that movie.
It's a cute love story, but the storyline itself was tired.
I think Miss Felicia Rashad gave me what I needed, though.
Oh, yes. Oh, damn. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She always does. But that was besides the point. I think the movie itself stuck. I liked the love story that they had, but the storyline itself, I didn't like it very much. And then he did something else before that, I think like Madea something.
Oh, with... I don't like, you know what? I don't like nothing Madea is in.
Yeah, nothing Madea. I like the Family
Madea,
That Prays.
But that last movie?
The
no.
Family That Prays. The Family That Prays was my shit.
Now that was sick.
That's one of those ones. That even Daddy's a Little Girl. You know what? Let me tell y'all what I'm a fan of. I'm a fan of the gospel scenes.
Oh,
When in A Family That Prays, hold on,
somebody,
you know what I'm talking about?
Somebody say you sure you're not a fan of McDonald's?
somebody can kiss my ass. But the scene where what's her name? From Misery.
Kathy Bates.
When she was sitting in the back of the church at Alfred Wood and them, and the girl, they were singing.
Oh yeah,
that,
okay.
I love that
yeah.
scene. That was one of my favorite scenes. And of course, the scene where at the end where Alfred Wood, when she was like. That song comes on Gladys Knight, and she said, "Are you living or are you simply existing?" You know, I like that scene. Daddy's Little Girl. The song "Step Aside" that they sung, loved it. The scene, what was the one with Marvin Winans?
Marvin Winans.
Yeah.
And which movie?
Mary J. Blige.
I can do that all by myself.
When Marvin Winans was singing with Gladys Knight, y'all can kiss their ass. Y'all can really kiss their ass.
He has some cute, now those are always hot, but the movies that he's doing like these days, like Why Did I Get Married Too? Like, I didn't like that either.
I didn't like the way it ended.
It was something, Janet Jackson, it's just certain actresses like Megan Good, like to me, she's good when she's complimented by other good actresses. But when it's just her, she doesn't do it for me. Like that show Deception, she just did not do it for me. Her facial expression stopped. She's like that girl, Elise O'Neill, that played in the Hughleys. I hate her. Like, I really turn in anything she's in. I can't watch her.
Jason, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What's that movie? The Quentin Tarantino movie with Jamie Foxx and
all that? Dango Unchained.
Now, Kerry Washington from Scandal, Olivia Pope, how her role in the movie, did she have a good role? Like, how did she portray it in the movie?
I mean, how do I say this? She was just in the movie.
Oh.
Hey, Kerry.
They just basically used her name as a love interest. She was just in a movie. I mean, you really don't see her. She doesn't do much at all. She was just in a movie as his wife that he was just trying to get back to her. That's it.
No shade. It's no shade. Whatever she plays in, she eats. I'm sorry. Whatever it is. I don't know about that movie, but whatever Kerry Washington plays in, Ray, bitch. I'm sorry.
I didn't realize who she was until,
And she played in, what's that, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. She was Angelina Jolie's accomplice.
I didn't realize who she was until Scandal.
Oh,
now let's talk about Huck. What's it? I don't remember his real name. But
I
did
love
you guys
him.
All know, huh?
I never looked.
Mark
at
is in love with Huck.
Bitches.
Huh?
Mark is in love with Huck, Jasmine.
I love him.
Mark, did you guys know that he was openly gay?
Yes.
I found that out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found out from Alexis, but I still know now.
When in an article that I read, that he said something about trying, you know, just playing the straight role. Growing up taught him a lot about acting because of the neighborhood that he lived in. You know, in order to protect himself, he wasn't openly gay. So that taught him a lot about acting and stuff. And I was like, wow, that's interesting.
This video is wearing me.
What video are you watching?
I'm sorry, somebody posted a video in the group and it's carrying.
Girl, I don't
are you talking about the elite group?
Me, yeah.
No, she in the Revlon group.
We don't post videos in the Revlon group.
That video is so old.
I know. I've never seen her. I've never seen she before.
She's in my room. The ballroom takeover.
Is she in there?
Yeah.
I never seen she before. They are going digital. Work, Evanian.
A really pretty dresses on here.
Jason, what are you doing?
Looking at American Idol.
American
Is that
Idol?
On?
The auditions.
I fell asleep, y'all. I missed it. I woke up to Nicki Minaj and Mariah all in my news feed.
Let me tell you something. American Idol tonight was a key, bitch. They had Habib on there. They had the Chinese man from Star Trek on there, bitch. That show was key.
I was like, who the hell is Habib?
Habib, the man that worked at the gas station. He came and sung, and he
oh, my God, I'm
going
to fuck
girl,
you
I'm the one put you in that position, mister.
That is so racist.
What?
Habib from the gas station.
What? He had the turban on and everything with the beard. He was not playing. And he's going to Hollywood, but you're going to see. That shit was
now,
the key.
Now he's going to Hollywood.
No, he really... American Idol is lying too. They saying that they're in New York. They are not New York. They're at the Prudential Center right in Newark. There's Karen.
Did anybody see Revenge Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to cancel close that prom and just combine it with the Scandal prom.
Yeah, I've never seen Revenge yet, so that's why I don't say nothing.
Okay.
You never watched Revenge Selector?
No,
me
I
neither.
Haven't seen it.
Me neither.
Oh, my God.
Mm-mm.
What y'all think?
I'm watching it, though, because my brother,
Victoria,
brother.
Victoria, honey.
Y'all don't know what y'all missing. Y'all want
to
know
if you used to like a Dynasty and those shows back in the day, then you would like Revenge.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got to watch it then.
Yeah, because I love those kind of shows.
And I love Dynasty. Loved it. They brought Dallas back too.
Well, what's gonna call is dead now, so
yeah, they are, yeah, I know. They're having a funeral for him on the show. For the first season premiere. The second season premiere, whatever.
So Atlanta, who's going to Atlanta this weekend?
That's nobody.
Oh, oh no, shit. Y'all, I'm multitasking. Hold on, I see my word was her also.
Okay, let me see. Jason, Mark, Lana, Enrique, Kelly, Michi, and Alexis.
Yeah.
You guys are on the air.
Brista, you're not coming to New York. I'm over you.
Yeah, I can't do Atlanta. sister in New York, and I promised my sister that I would be in New York, and I wanted to see Kelly, and I wanted to be able to chill and hang out and go to Ella Greer and all of that. So I can't do New York. I can't do Atlanta in New York. My nose will only take one city at a time.
Shit.
Oh, damn.
You know what? Let me check. Can I be honest with y'all? Y'all know what brought me and Vonna together?
Your nose?
Ooh. Yes.
You know you got a right to do whatever you like to.
And I don't boast about drugs and stuff, but I know when I go out, I do like to have fun. I do like to party. And it's just, and then most of the people that I was going to see in Atlanta are already talking about being in New York. So it makes no sense for me to go see them there and then turn around and see them same goons in New York.
Well, I'm sure that this Monday night recap going to be many things.
I think, you know what, Jasmine, this Monday's going to be cute, but next week Monday?
The girl's not going to be coherent enough to figure it out.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Yes,
I
Kelly, how is that going to work?
I don't know if next week Monday is deep.
Oh, shit, I forgot. I might have to crash Tuesday night.
Tuesday? After Vogue night, must be.
You're going to have to crash
what?
Tuesday night.
Yeah, I'm going to have to crash Tuesday night show.
Why?
Why? I'm going to have to have the aftermath in Atlanta.
I mean, not this Tuesday, next Tuesday.
We got Saturday is the ball, Saturday is the ball, Sunday is the rumble, Monday is the Christmas party or the holiday party. So we all be at the Christmas, at the party on Monday.
Oh, that's right.
So we might have to have a takeover, Jason.
Good luck with that.
That's going to suck because all the aftermath from the ball is going to kind of die out by Tuesday.
No, it won't. These girls will be on it. They ain't got no... Oh, I was about to say something. Let me shut up.
Look, Kelly, you know from past experience, And you're probably the only one that knows this, and we can take it back. Every Monday
after MLK.
After MLK, that Monday show is a mess, and it's been like that.
We're gonna be here next Monday. Next Monday, we talk about after the Coldest Winter.
I know that. I'm just saying. I think this Monday is going to be traditional.
Once you hear some of the things that are going to come up out of Atlanta, I think Monday's show is going to be a hoot, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you it carries over into Tuesday and Wednesday.
This one, these next two weeks are going to be a lot. I feel it.
It's definitely newsworthy. Next 2 weeks are definitely newsworthy.
Yeah.
So if you guys are listening, you guys have a day. This is where it starts getting real hot.
Yeah, because remember last year we had the big thing about the blonding.
It's going to be a lot.
They didn't make it a year.
Of the year drama, it's going to be status drama. It's going to be a lot.
And Alexis, I'm not bringing sand to the beach, Alexis.
Thank you.
Cocktail said he would be in Atlanta and he will have the full shape for Monday.
Yes.
Oh, Father Cocktail?
Yes.
Right.
Hello, my brother.
Well, everybody's going to be here, baby. We got CEO of the House of Snow, overall parents. Mother Gulf Coast is going to be in the building. Mother Midwest, no. It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a big juice. It's a long party weekend. What they call it, the chill weekend? Isn't that what they call it? It's a chill weekend? Something like that, I thought.
That's the coldest one to ever.
Oh, well. And you're not coming.
I'm sorry, I have an audition.
Okay.
Is Enrique still here? He got quiet.
He got company.
Huh?
He got company.
Oh.
He's making that movie.
He probably putting all that up in there.
Child, I don't know what you're talking about, all that.
It looked big.
You just told a funny.
What, when I saw the picture, it looked big.
Girl.
Did I look wrong?
What looked it big? What looked it big? I pushed mute real fast. What looked it big?
Oh, man, me.
Jason, how would you know?
What?
Jason, how would you know?
What had happened was...
Oh, they had met on Jack.
Not Jack, though.
You heard how Enrique was defending Jason a little earlier. That's the first one to me.
Enrique is like my gay father. I don't sleep with family.
So did that happen after y'all met?
No.
But you know the kids will meet somebody today and they be parents after they... Oh, never mind. Yes,
after they hump.
Something like sound like y'all coming some life, some true life stories.
Ooh. Yeah, you know that's how Kelly had me. She just hooked up. But
Kelly.
I learned everything I learned by watching Alexis.
Bitch, the way all 10 of mine, all 10 of them, as fine as they is, because even the girls want them, I don't want to play with them.
Funny.
Yeah.
Is anybody going to D.C. for the inauguration?
Now, Mark and Enrique might have played around.
Oh.
Is anybody going to D.C., Michi said?
Because I went to sleep at Gagawin. I don't know what
happened. Wait. Excuse you?
Hold
on, brother, about the inauguration, because we about to have one right here. Excuse you?
Oh,
but with who?
I love you, brother.
Are we confused here, doll?
Oh, confused.
No. What had happened was I thought that y'all was like, because you said you was going to bounce it, and he wanted to see it bounce. So I don't know.
I mean, that was something that was just said, but, like, are we confused, dog? Because, you know, delusions are just a nasty thing.
Oh, so, Michi, he talking about you and Enrique. Okay.
Mark, pump the tea. Oh, fuck it.
No,
Jason trying to beat him out of the bush.
He was not talking about me, because I didn't say anything about him with Enrique.
My bros are like, man, it's no shade.
Oh.
Men's men. Mark, pump the tea.
What tea?
Yeah, what tea?
Bitch, I know how to read between the motherfucking lines. Don't act like y'all motherfuckers slow.
There is no tea. I don't know what you're talking about.
Lies,
that's just me and my brother cutting up.
Lies, deceit, deception, and propaganda.
I got a ball coming up.
Propaganda?
Yeah, it's his story. You know, history. His story.
I got a ball coming up, so I got to watch
what
I...
ball you got coming up, Jason?
The Baltimore Beamer Bottom Ball.
Oh, everybody has the Baltimore Bottoms?
Okay, hold on. Where
Baltimore
are we going to be at? What'd
you
say?
Where
the ball
going to
be at, Jason?
It's going to
be at Baltimore.
At the Sheraton downtown in the harbor.
And so everybody going to be bottom?
December 26th. The same day as...
And you got the contract and everything?
Uh-huh.
Did he say December 26th?
I mean, January 26th.
Yeah, okay.
Is everybody going to be bottoms at this bar?
Well,
look at it.
Because I got to decide which function I'm going to.
Well, it's the bottom of Baltimore Bottom Awards Ball. So it's an awards ball for all the bottoms, the clean bottoms.
And so it's January
26th
of this year.
Yes, January 26th
of this year. I gotta catch up. See what the flight arrangements is giving.
And yeah, my ball is starting on time.
Yes, God.
It better.
His ball is the same day as the coldest winter.
I know. I'm trying to make a decision.
Winter. Yeah, instead of him coming to the coldest winter, he's giving his own award for that day.
Okay.
Well, that's what everybody else does, so why not?
So now it's going to be three balls that weekend.
I can't make it, brother. You know I got to be at the coldest
winter. I know. Well, you're going to miss all the Twister Bottoms.
You sure they're going to come to the mall? Or they might be at the coldest place too.
Oh, yeah, they'll definitely be
well,
there.
Well, those that can't get in, they're going to be at my ball because you know that ball is going to be so jam-packed, everybody's not going to be able to get in.
Oh, yeah, about that part.
So they're going to have somewhere to go.
They got Allegria after the bar.
Oh, damn, I'm going to have to reschedule my ball then.
Or the Rumble the next night.
I need all them coins for my rent.
Wait, is Allegria that weekend, too?
Yeah, right after the
ball. Okay, well, I'm going to have my ball. Okay, well, the Baltimore Bottom Awards ball is going now be on February 14th.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Allegria is Sunday morning or Monday? I mean, Sunday night or Monday night?
Allegria is Saturday night from 11 p.m. until Sunday 12 p.m.
Oh, Allegria is the same day as the ball?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it lasts for a whole, like, a whole day and a half, like, a whole day.
I know, it lasts.
And I'm walking right out of the bar, and I'm getting in a cab, and I'm going right to Allegria.
You got mail.
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh, shit, not AOL, why?
Yes, ma'am.
AOL used to be the shit.
Bitch, I haven't heard that in eons.
Miss Thing, y'all know I'm an old bitch.
Okay, I still got my AOL.
No, I'm
Jerry,
looking
at AOL. Are you trying to get my attention?
Huh?
Are you trying to get my attention?
No. No. I'm sitting, I just paid out my, I'm on this website, honey, and I'm looking at dresses, Miss Say. I see Miss Alexa's dress, honey. I'm just trying to figure out which one Varna got.
Mine's is on a different side.
Yeah, because I want to make sure we don't come in, you know, looking the same.
Y'all all wearing gowns to the ball.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a pleasure to see me, definitely.
Ooh, so you wanna come see through.
It's gonna be definitely a pleasure to see me and to be in my presence.
Baby, I'm sitting here. I'm searching down, honey.
Mark, make sure you take lots of pictures.
Oh, you know I am.
You're going to only take pictures of me at the beginning of the ball. By the middle of the ball, no more pictures.
Exactly.
All right. No, I know when to get y'all early. Oh, trust me. I take those kinds of pictures all the time. I know when to get y'all right when y'all come to the ball because I ain't even going to see y'all after that.
The girls have the first 2 hours, and the girls have the whole first half to take all the pictures they want to. After the first half is over and I get up, a bitch better not ask me for a motherfucking bitch.
No shade, bitch. No shade.
No BBQs for you.
You know what kills me with the girls, though, Miss Thang? You come to the ball, Miss Thang, you see all of these girls, Miss Thang, and they see you all night and they speak to you and everything. And as soon as the ball is over, Miss Thang, girl, like, you know, you fucked up, Miss Thang. You are sweated off your makeup. Your shit is showing and shit. They want to say, can you take a picture with me?
Don't take a picture.
Wrong, bitch. Why do you want to take a picture now?
I'm going to tell them, go take a picture with your dead grandmother, because I'm not only taking a picture with you.
I ain't doing no pictures right now, baby. I'm sorry. No pictures right now. They be like, please, please, you look good. Bitch, please, get the fuck out of here with that boy. I don't look spotty good.
Is Alexa someone in?
So the girl can read me.
Kelly, you doing Vegas?
Yeah, I'll be in Vegas.
Okay, yeah, I'm doing Vegas, too.
Oh, Vegas is going to be hot.
Yeah, I found the hotel at the Mirage on my whole stay, and it's like a 2-bedroom suite.
Uh-uh.
At the Mirage for $790.
No, that ain't bad.
No, that's not bad.
No, it was over. I couldn't believe I found that yesterday.
Well, I think I'm flying.
I don't do the Mirage, so that's the host hotel, and I don't like staying at the host hotel.
They call me Scandalicia. I'm always a part of a scandal, so I have to be in the middle of the people.
Not the people.
Let me tell you something. The last time I stayed at a host hotel, okay, it wasn't even a host hotel. It was actually a hotel. And I believe Kelly and all of them was at the NBC Suites in L.A. Let me just tell you, it was a mess. There was a whole lot going on.
Y'all get to Vegas, y'all got to go to North
like
Carolina.
You say what?
I said, that's the whole scandal this weekend. I like a scandal. I like to be in the middle of a scandal.
I don't like to be in the middle of a scandal. It's just,
it was just too much going on.
I love it.
Well, was too much going on. And then there was a Black family reunion there at the same time. I said, oh.
See, now that is when the problems would have started up. That's the problems for the side of.
They are not going to understand.
Why everybody's 6'7" and keep talking about some Miss Thing.
Oh, my Lord. Who is this fool dancing on the floor with M. Kenya Moore, Anderson Cooper, doing a death drop?
Where's Alexis? Did she hang up?
Bitch, that is it. No, Alexis fell asleep.
Damn, that's it. Oh, she over there visiting with Enrique.
You know, Alexis is gone.
Her phone might be disconnected. No, her flashing comment.
Okay, so have y'all gotten into the new little trade website where they like cam like sex sessions? You paying for it?
You paying for a webcam session?
Okay, pretty much they set up an account and they use their either a bank account or I guess their little check card or whatever. And they set the account up and they like log in and they like, you know, and people, once they log into their room, like they're paying them for this time. It'd be like $2.99, $3.99 a minute if the person is paying them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. My nephew was telling me about it and I was.
Why would I do that when I can get on Uber or Skype and see the trade play with a damn meat?
Well, it's really like it's a straight website, I guess, for them to escort or whatever off of. But if they don't want to go out, they can stay in the house and just cam and play with themselves. But the person that comes into the room is paying them. Like say you're calling me, and you know I'm pretty much you're my client. But I'm not at your house. You're not at my house.
I mean, I've seen that with, like, on gay. I've seen that with gay, but I never knew it for different straight guys. I know a lot of, they do that for, like, the Coco Boys and all that. They all have cams and stuff where guys pay them just to see them and stuff.
No, this is, like, well, supposedly be a straight one.
That is so fucking tired, bitch. If you're not sitting right here, get the fuck out of here. Like, that is so tired. Like, I just be gagging at the amazing things that people are entertained by. I'd be like, are you serious? I was trade good, bitch. If you are not on the corner about the pee or about the sit right here, if you don't get the fuck away from me.
About the pee? Yeah.
Let me find out you weren't walking down the aisle watching boys pee.
Bitch, when I'm walking down the street and you peeing, bitch, I don't give a fuck where you at, bitch. You pull it out, I'm going to look right there, bitch. You should not be peeing.
Oh, my God.
Right there. Yes, I will look right there. Would you look in that bag and shit so I won't step in it?
Oh, God.
I'm gonna fuck y'all up.
No, ma'am.
Mm.
I can't with the video chats. And people be like, you see that on Uvu or Skype? I'm like, I don't know what that is. I don't get on that. What is you talking about? Is you sitting right there with him?
Uvu
no,
does
Uvu.
A lot of shows.
Uvu carries to no order.
And let me tell you about Uvu, though. Uvu, if you get, and it's no disrespect, Jasmine, I love the food, I love Miami, I've had some wonderful times there, but if you get some kids down in that Florida area on Uvu, it turns into one show, and even up in that Midwest area, those kids don't mind at all.
No, the kids don't mind, I love them, I just showed Alexis, she realized that the Midwest kids really like to have a nice time.
Yes, they do.
They don't mind at all.
If you don't mind, they don't mind.
I gotta take me a trip to the Midwest.
Okay,
I'm I bring you down here, bitch, it'd be hard pressed for you to leave up out of here, girl. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, if somebody sends you a request on Uvu, look at their profile, and their profile said that they in the Midwest or in Florida, you better hit accept. Because you're about to get a show. Don't worry about if you know them or not. You hit accept. Because trust and believe. It's going to be one show.
Oh, I accept everybody.
Oh, no, wait, but see. Okay. All right.
Oop.
Let's see, Chicago. Okay.
Hello? Alexis is back, y'all. Y'all remember all that reading y'all was doing? She was asleep. She was amazing.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Pause. Okay. Y'all who?
I ain't say nothing.
Let me say something.
Alexis, are you coming to Oakland?
Are you all I did was dick is that's good, giant, dick that's, is delicious.
That's George's ball, right?
Yeah.
That's my birthday weekend, right?
February 9th.
I don't think so because hopefully I'll start work that Monday.
Your birthday weekend, you were playing this big old Sex in the City thing where you said Kelly couldn't come.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
I was just saying, sister, you know, I don't, you know, my cousins will be in town.
It's not going to be Sex in the City. It's just going to be a city because I'm not going to.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, Kelly. I meant this. Let me backtrack because I heard y'all, but y'all couldn't hear me. My phone is doing shows. My house phone is doing shows. How you talking about by the end of the night was shit is showing? Well, girl, what is you painting over?
Girl, I'm not painting over shit.
Well, what's showing, girl? That skin ain't as kind and ain't as pretty without makeup or something.
I worried about it, honey. The glam squad is gonna be here. Ain't nothing gonna be showing. This thing, I can sweat.
I mean, that's right, girl.
It swept from here to Timbuktu, bitch, and ain't shit coming out.
Bitch, I can't wait to see
I ain't gotta worry about that pink lip.
Let me tell you something, bitch. I ain't like these other motherfucking bitches, okay? And I'm gonna tell you this again, and I'm gonna continue to tell you this, bitch. I know, bitch, that I can't walk motherfucking face without makeup, honey, okay? Tim Squad coming here, bitch. And they turn a motherfucking penny into a motherfucking dollar piece, okay?
They turn a pocket into a coach.
Okay, and yes, they do, bitch. And they do a good job at it. Big shout out to Timothy Smart, because he does his damn motherfucking thing, okay?
Yeah, he is very good.
Timmy can paint my motherfucking face, bitch. I can come here, bitch, and go to motherfucking sleep, bitch, and wake up and still have my motherfucking face on. That's how good Timmy paint my makeup.
Just say you come lay your foundation the night before.
Oh, shit. No, he told me to tell you if you come on Monday, he can start building you a face by Saturday.
Kelly, now, you know, Alexis being cute about your poodle pink lip and your black grease liner. Now she said that's the only thing your makeup artists do is black and pink lip and grease liner.
No, hold on. Since you want to tell it, what you tell is, I said I'm tired of Kelly. I tell her this all the time. Y'all, let me tell y'all something. We was in the hotel getting ready, and Kelly pulled out all these tubes of lipstick. So y'all know all of them was the same color. I say, sis, you ain't got no other color? No, girl, this is my color. I said, bitch, I'm so tired of you and this fucking pink lip. This is the motherfucking line to stay. I always tell Kelly to her face, girl.
Yeah, we said out loud. It was a key.
Miss A, yeah. I love my Nicki Minaj. What's wrong with my Nicki Minaj?
We see, girl, and then you puck them lips up like, oh. I'll be like, girl, she swear she eat it. But no, Kelly does that. Tim, whatever his name is, that boy do not play with her. And when Kelly tapped me on my shoulder at the New York Awards ball,
yeah,
I kind of got intimidated. There's no shade. Out of all the years I've been knowing her running around ballroom, I actually was like, oh, bitch, y'all better get it together tonight. Because she is not coming to play with y'all.
Yeah, that was my nightmare thing. I spit on the wrong outfit before time, bitch. It was too hot to go back upstairs and try to change again, so I paid it, Miss Thing. I was coming to walk face in the front coat, Miss Thing, girl, bitch. I put on the sweatsuit. I thought realness was next, bitch, honey. I wasn't changing, bitch. And then I was snow too, bitch.
Bitch, you put on that fur coat in that building, bitch, and you'd have passed out around this stage.
Baby, oh no, okay. That's why I paid it. Once I put the sweatsuit on and I knew it was the wrong category and I was supposed to be getting dressed for Faith, Miss Day, girl, I already knew, girl, bitch. I was snow, bitch. And I said, I put on this coat, Miss Day, I'm already hot, bitch, girl, bitch. I'm in here dead.
Drop dead somewhere.
I said, pay it, child, girl. Whatever.
Bitch, I was
honey.
Gone.
That boy.
I was gone.
Shit.
I couldn't do it. I had to get the fuck up out of there. Somebody was going to get it. I had to get up out of there.
Miss Day, when I tell you. Girl, this new website that I just found.
What is it? What they got on there?
No.
She's trying to tip this one. Fuck off.
No.
What they got on there? Don't do that.
They got everything on here, Miss Thing. They sell shoes. They sell accessories, Miss Thing. They got the thigh-high boots, Miss Thing, that goes
you
all the way up.
You she linked.
They got the thigh-high boots, Vaughn, that go all the way up your thigh, and they clip at your waist.
Ooh. I think it's see she linked. Okay.
Honey, and they go all the way up, and they got you and Alexis size, Miss Thing. They go all the way up from a six.
Hold on, wait a minute. Pause. Wait a minute.
Varla, hold on, wait. Varla?
Wait a minute, man.
Varla, do not let Kelly cause us to fall out.
Let me tell you something, Miss Kelly said. I am a girl of a different caliber. I don't wear no same shoe size as no bitch.
Wait, well, hold on.
I know. That's why they got the 16 on here.
Oh, shit.
What? Oh, so that's shoe size for you.
They got the 16 on here.
For you.
Honey. These boots are cheap.
I wear 10 and a half, 11.
They call it the Delight 5000 Black Skinny Scats.
This bitch gonna say 16 for you and Alexis. Bitch, you tried that.
Vonna.
I'm sorry, sis. Kelly tried that. Kelly tried that.
You're getting beside yourself, Miss Thorne.
Girl, I can't believe her.
All right, honey. You know, and Alexis, and they got triple wide.
Not triple.
Gotta worry about your pig knuckle swelling.
Kelly, check your email.
Like yours?
Hold on. I ain't got nothing in my email.
Girl, I
sent you. Oh, wait, it just came out.
Jasmine, you sent Kelly another site?
Yeah.
Oh, another site, but they got fab corsets on here, Miss Thing. You don't need me and my son to pull up your corset that weekend.
Uh-uh. You know what? You're a dirty black neck bitch.
Fat black neck.
Y'all remember back in the days when your mother gave some motherfucking thing? You would lay on the bed, Miss Thing, and you and your sister would pull the zipper and the button together, Miss Thing. That's how I'd be with Miss motherfucking Alexis and her motherfucking her shit, Miss Thing, honey. It'd be the whole team, Miss Thing. You have to bring in the dream team, Miss Thing, to draft her.
I hate your motherfucking ass, bitch.
Are you serious? They making a Whitney Houston Barbie doll.
I forgot. You know, thank you, Jasmine. Let me tell y'all something. What that fuck? Oh my God! That movie they made about the slaves. What
Django.
Is it? Django.
Django.
Mm-hmm.
How do y'all feel about those dolls that they made? Those slave dolls? Because they were talking about it on the news and on Wendy Williams.
Well, they said the dolls they want to pull them off the shelf. I know Al Sharpton is protesting. He's bored.
They made slave dolls that they're putting on the shelf.
Yeah, they put the dolls. Supposed to go out in production and onto the shelf like this month.
Wow.
Are they slave dolls or voodoo dolls?
No, they're dolls.
They're based on the characters from the movie.
Characters from the movie.
Oh. Yeah, no, ma'am, I don't agree with that at all. That's reverse racism. I definitely don't agree with that at all.
I'm gagging that Jamie Foxx and the rest of them, whoever else was in that movie, would even allow that.
Well, I mean, you got to look
at
it. For,
have
one,
no
for them, it's money. It's money for them because they're getting cut off of that. And, you know, it's business. It's business for them, so they're not really caring. And then they probably didn't take it really that serious.
I mean, did they make dolls from Roots? No. They didn't make dolls from Kill Bill. They didn't make dolls from...
Well, Roots was a little more serious than the Django.
Well, I mean, like,
I thought Django was supposed to be a serious movie.
You wasn't laughing at Roots. You wasn't laughing at Roots, and the white people left before the credits came up. So, that's a whole different ballpark.
I don't even think Roots, was in the movies or was it straight on TV?
No.
It was straight on TV. She might not have been at this movie as long as she was.
Because I can tell you, I only saw Roots one time, and that was in middle school.
What was the other movie? Queen?
It was Roots, and it was
Queen.
Queen
is a week-long movie, a week-long miniseries, though.
Then the final one was Mama Something's Family.
Who?
It was Roots. It was Roots. Then it was a Roots Christmas. Then it was Queen.
What, girl, what are you talking about?
Well, they were all based on the same, because all of those movies are based on Ali Taylor.
No, ma'am. I'm not going for no It's a Roots Christmas. Girl, like, what?
So what, Kool T was on the plantation celebrating Christmas?
Yeah.
Right, girl. What?
It's a Roots Christmas.
God is, oh my God, y'all didn't see the, it was a Roots Christmas, oh my God.
They might only show that on your TV.
Okay, I bet you go YouTube and I bet you find Roots Christmas.
I bet you I won't find Roots Christmas.
Okay, I'm going to do it for you because I know you're not going to do it.
It's a Roots Christmas, and we just sitting around like cooking collard greens, girl, with our hands over the fire. Girl, what? Trying to thank God it's Christmas. No, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm not doing Roots Christmas. Bitch. I don't know how to feel about them damn dolls. I mean, shit, Hollywood just do stupid shit. Reality, they got reality TV shit. Why not put the damn dolls up there?
I don't think you should, but because it's still a sensitive subject to some people, and I don't believe that you should just have little nigger slave dolls just hanging out on the shelves for people to pick up and make fun of. I just don't think that. Like, it's okay to have movies. It's okay for people to have personal opinions, but to have little nigger dolls on the shelf, I'm the man.
So the movie is like nominated for all these, well, won all the Golden Globes or whatever, and is nominated for Oscars and stuff. Is the movie really that good?
It's funny as hell.
But funny is Oscar material. Do you really think it's Oscar material?
No.
When I saw the preview, I thought it was supposed to be a serious movie.
Right, from the way Jamie Foxx explained it when they were on whatever that award show was on BET, when he was like, something Roots, if you do a Kunta Kinte, you can wait till you see Dang Django Unchained. I mean, it basically might as well have been called Kunta Kinte's Revenge, because basically all it was it was just like
don't say what it was.
I mean, it was
so
it's
it was like a spinoff of Roots. It was like
right.
Roots
it's basically a comedy love story where his girlfriend is him and his wife are separated and he's trying to get back to his wife.
Okay, so basically, do you like Roots Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, see, when I saw it, when they was doing when Kerry Washington was doing the special, and she was like, you know, it's just, we spent time on the plantation to actually get a feel of it and, you know, just to see the man get beat. And I was thinking, oh, this is about to be like some real deep shit. And y'all are telling me this is a comedy.
It's a comedy.
It's a
yeah,
fucking
I wouldn't even
comedy.
Want to see that now. It would make me feel like it's being disrespectful to our past.
You know what? I want to wish the icon, Ashley Icon, a happy birthday. Today is her birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday,
Ashley.
I want to post a happy birthday,
I don't know if everybody on the phone has seen it, but there were like the only two scenes that kind of, there was two scenes that made me mad. Well, by
we
now
didn't see it.
We didn't see it. So why would you see it and explain it to us? Go watch Who's Christmas. I would not, Jess would like to watch movies, and you know you're not going to spoil it for her.
Well, she better hurry up and go see it before it's gone.
I ain't going to see that.
Well, then why won't you let me say?
No.
Because maybe it'll come across, but, you know, I mean, watch it. I ain't going to see it.
Yeah, by the time you see it, Jasmine, by the time you, it's going to be 3 years from now when you just happen to be flipping channels on BET.
You know what? It's just like, what was the movie about the ballet dancer? What was that?
Black Swan.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen that.
I wanted to see that still. One of my coworkers was like, yeah, I just came from seeing the Black Swan. It was really good, but she killed herself at the end. As soon as she said that, I was like, I ain't going.
Yeah, girl, boom. I don't want another movie. Like, give me a chance to see it.
Okay,
and
well,
I'm going
to
see Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I'm going to inbox you everything in your inbox just for you. I'm going to inbox it all to you. I'm going to type it up for you.
Huh?
Yeah.
I live for the Black Swan.
Black Swan was sick name.
I still haven't seen it
because it was that person, dude. I was like, you should see it, though. It's actually a really good movie.
It is.
Oh.
I'm a big movie buff, so I think almost anything is good, as long as it keeps my attention.
If y'all want to see the Black Swan, all you got to do is come to my house. I'll dance for y'all.
Oh, Lord.
Bitch. A bitch. Wait a minute.
Black Swan was in a tutu, Kelly.
A bitch, I got it. Y'all ain't seen my tutu. Y'all ain't seen my tutu. Everybody call me.
Girl.
Bitch.
I got a tutu.
I promise you, bitch. I promise you. Bands will make her dance.
Oh, shit.
Okay, bitch. Y'all must be don't know, bitch.
See, that's okay. It wasn't called Roots Christmas.
Bitch,
it was called Roots the Gift.
It's a motherfucking snow, bitch, and a bitch will dance, bitch.
Oh, yeah, I remember Roots the Gift. Now,
right.
Roots
see, and
Gift,
I just had it wrong. I thought it was called Roots Christmas. It was called Roots the Gift. Now, apologize.
Roots the Christmas. Bitch, I can't think of.
Because I remember it came on at Christmas time.
What are you proud of, Missy? You are a slave. You have nowhere to live. You are a slave. What do you have to be proud of, Missy? Christmas is not for you, baby. You need to wait.
Not you need to wait.
See, that's why you was one of them. You was one of them uppity ones that was in the house.
First of all, I'm a mixed breed by nature, and I would have not been outside anyway, so I would have been celebrating Christmas. I ain't got nothing to do with them girls doing it in the back of this house.
Right.
I'm a very vindictive person. I'll be showing my gifts in the window while y'all outside rubbing your hands on the fire.
You and me both.
Wait, me too.
Vonna would have been the bitch when you come inside, but you bust out of her mouth. When all the masters are asleep, you busting her in her mouth.
Okay, Vonna, we be sitting like, what they up on this porch for?
Bitch, I'll be serving y'all, bitch, girl. I'll be like, girl, please, girl, I'll be showing you my gifts, girl, flowing my dresses around. And girl, you're supposed to be outside looking a fool. And girl, I'll be reading.
And then
when you come in the house, like Kelly said, I'm going to bust my mouth. I'm going to ask you, right after you bust in my mouth, I'm like, what you get for Christmas?
I whooped your ass.
He's
like, why is that one over there smelling like that? for Christmas? Yeah. What did he get for Christmas? He knocked Savannah.
Oh,
bitch.
Shit.
I'm like, girl, you saw. I'm at all while I'm bleeding. I'm like, girl, you mad?
I'm like, ooh.
I'm like, girl, she mad. I'm like, look at her over there with that rags on for dress. Is she mad?
Can't wait for Scandal to come on tonight, honey.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait either. No shade. I want Scandal on so bad.
Miss A, I was just sitting here and I was telling my cousin last week after we finished watching Scandal, they need to turn that into a motherfucking movie, Miss A.
No, I think they take the element of surprise out of it if they make it a movie. Because they got to jam so many Scandals into like 3 hours, like 2.5 hours of a movie.
I think they need to make it into a movie, bitch, and it needs to be like a three-part movie, bitch.
Not like the hot.
Did any of y'all ever watch 24?
Yes, I love 24.
That was me and Jasmine's show, 24, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I didn't get to 24 till the last season.
Chad, I remember. I remember. I don't know who was telling me. I think it was Jack. Jack was saying, "You need to watch 24. You need to watch 24." And I never watched it. And I think it was one day I put in the DVD. I forgot how I got it. Somebody gave it to me or something. And I put in their DVD. And I remember I did not stop watching it. After the first episode, I had to wait. I had to see what happened the next.
Yeah,
next,
I love 24.
And next, and next, and next. And like Kelly said, that was the show.
But you know
that's
what, James?
I
used to be like that. The first season of Prison Break was like that for me.
Oh, yeah.
After being in
prison,
I ain't going to watch nothing about no goddamn prison.
I loved that.
Yeah, Prison Break was good too. But 24.
Baby, and y'all motherfuckers, and all of y'all bitches better get up on motherfucking Big Brother for the fucking summertime, okay?
Big Brother don't
yeah.
have it. Big Brother do not
yeah,
have
Big
it.
Big Brother is everything. Big Brother is. Oof.
He comes out 3 times a week.
Big Brother is my motherfucking show, honey.
Y'all gonna gag, honey. I'm gonna be the first TS on Big Brother.
That's what I'm trying to do, bitch. No shame. I'm trying to upset
the
house, bitch.
They always want to put these gay individuals on Big Brother.
They need to let me and Kelly fall through and shake the house up.
They need to put girls on Big Brother.
Bitch, when I tell you, bitch, they put me on Big Brother, bitch, they ain't gonna know what the fuck they asked it for, bitch. I'm gonna wake that motherfucking house up so motherfucking nasty, bitch. I'm gonna be on everybody's motherfucking alliance, bitch. I'm gonna play everybody.
For those of you who don't know what Big Brother is, it's a show that comes on in the summertime on CBS. It's about 13, 14, 15 house guests. They live in a house. They have no outside, they have no connection with the outside world, no TV, no radio, no telephone, no internet. They have to live in this house for like 3 months. Each week they have challenges. They battle for different competitions, and the main one is the head of household.
Bitch, I stay head of household.
Are the head of household. Are the head of household. You have to put 2 people on the block that you want evicted out of the house. And the whole house has to vote on who they want out until you are the last one standing in the house.
And I'll be on slot every...
Bitch, I'll be head of household every motherfucking week.
Oh, no, I don't want to be head of household, bitch. I'm going to be on slop every week, bitch, because I ain't winning no challenges, bitch. I'm an easy bitch to get out, honey. Okay, bitch?
And it's really interesting because they have so many different type of people in the house, male, female, different races, different beliefs, you know, everything. And
they be having some sexy little black guys up in there, too. They be catching me in a scandal.
And you're just trapped in the house every day when you wake up to when you go to sleep. Being in this house, you can't leave, you can't go nowhere, and you're stuck. And the winner gets $500,000.
Really, I love this.
Good show.
Let me tell you, Vonna, Big Brother After Dark.
I'll be going ham.
Oh, bitch, it will be Big Brother After Dark.
This is gonna be a juice.
I'll be the only one in the house eating all the food while everybody else is doing everything.
Bitch, let me tell you something. After dark, bitch, I'll be on After Dark every motherfucking episode, bitch. They're like, this bitch is a whole slut.
You have to actually compete for your food, too. You have to be on teams with other people, and you have to compete. And if your team loses, they put you with what's called block, where you have to eat like this. Oatmeal shit. That's all you can eat.
Baby, Jason gonna be on slop the whole motherfucking time he in the house. I don't see Jason doing none of those fucking challenges, honey. Jason gonna be on slop unless his team win, honey.
Let me tell you something, bitch. Hungry, I'm gonna be on that show, bitch. I'm gonna be on challenges down.
Okay.
They're like, look at this transsexual thing. She a whole man on TV.
They give you, Jason, they give you, like, sardines and crackers.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, see, she can't eat that, bitch. She got to eat. And I'm going to bring me a little packaging in, bitch, because then when the times when we can't eat, I'll just be full.
Baby, when I tell you the shit that America be voting for these people to eat, it be horrible. I be gay.
It do. It really do. They be
like,
America
really
be trying
to that they be voting for these people to eat.
I'm like, where is the fucking door? I quit. I'm leaving. Where is the door?
See, we got the weak bitch out already.
So yeah, y'all can watch it. I think it comes out June 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Comes on in the summertime. It comes out 3 times a week, and each day, like Kelly said, Big Brother After Dark, on Cinemax, they give you 3 hours of actually what's happening, in the house with the cameras and stuff. And then you can also watch it online 24 hours a day. If you subscribe to them, I feel like I'm, promoting them. But I've been watching for years. It's a fab show.
Yeah, I love that show. I always wanted to be on that in Real World. So bad.
For you girls that have never watched Big Brother, Miss Thang, and you know you got your little magic, Miss Thang, out there, Miss Thang, go to iTunes and get a couple of seasons and just sit and watch it on iTunes, honey. And then y'all get the logistics of the show.
They can go to freetv.com and watch it.
Oh, well, y'all can do that too.
Yeah, it's definitely a good watch. It's definitely something that keeps you entertained when you're not being all our business on the show.
Yeah.
Really quickly, the show probably is going to cut off now any moment. So before it does, I just want to say thank you to everybody that's on the air. And thank you to everybody that listened and called in about tonight's topic. Don't forget to come tune in on Monday for Kelly's, the recap show.
Recap show on Monday.
Huh?
The recap show on Monday.
That's what I said.
Yeah, Tuesday.
I didn't say Tuesday.
Oh, I'm hearing things, but you know I'm getting old, Miss Thing. I'm 30-something and fabulous.
Oh, Lord. Now, spin around.
Monday's the weekend recap, and they'll be talking about all the things that transpired this weekend at the Atlanta Awards Ball, Sasha's Ball. And then Tuesday will be the tea party and their cast of wild and crazy people. Jason, Mark. and then on Wednesday we have the State of Emergency. So just don't forget. Jason, you want to say anything really quickly? Hello?
Oh, good night, everyone.
Mark?
Good night, everybody.
Lana?
Good night, everybody. Love you all.
Kelly?
Everybody say whatever age you are and fabulous, honey, like Miss Kenya Moore, honey. You gotta be fabulous, honey. Wrap it up, honey, this weekend in Atlanta. It's a lot of things going around in Atlanta. Please practice staying sexy because I like to say what I believe in y'all. I'm the legendary.
Girl, Michi.
Good night, everyone. And remember, if you're not living your dream, you're still asleep.
Oh, I know those facts. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a safe weekend, and we'll be back on Monday for the weekend recap. Talk to you.